Morning is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mag Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Elric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
Hey, what's poppin'? The Drew and Mike Show in the Deals in the D.com studios. And it is the Wednesday show. Big couple of nights in Detroit, which we'll get with when we can, once we see it. Of course.
So exciting, huh?
I know, this is really, wow. I mean, how much are we going to say about it?
In the air.
I also feel a little premature even mentioning The Bachelor was on last night. Now, don't anybody complain and say,
The Bachelorette, last
couple episodes, The Bachelorette or The Douchelorette.
Douchelorette.
Take your pick.
I think I like that better.
It's good hate viewing. Last night we learned about a world record being set for the lowest refractory time ever.
Big Pete.
Hannah B. Revealed that she had sex four times in the windmill.
All right.
With Pete the Pilot, who she then eliminated.
Pete the Pilot shot his load, literally.
Well, apparently he...
He let it all hang out.
Didn't perform very well then.
Four times in one day. Oh, she definitely loved it.
She definitely liked it.
She humps everyone. She needs a... What do you call it? A post? A humping post?
What did he call it?
My memory is just...
How about just the pole?
Wait, the humping post? Somebody is screaming at this podcast right now.
Someone will come up with it here.
She needs oh, my God.
I know. I'm drawing a total blank.
Well, anyway, she's down to Jed and Tyler. And I'm going to make a prediction because when this is airing on Wednesday, people will already know. I make a prediction that she's going to pick no one.
Nobody.
Because she's so anxious. I'm not surprised, however, that she dumped the pilot because I think musician trumps pilot for any woman under 30.
Yeah, but I don't think she's going to get with the musician either because
I don't know.
Parents don't like it.
I know,
neither
but I think...
Parent. His parents don't like her. Her parents don't like him.
I thought Why would you want to be with the hoe?
Exactly. She's good looking.
I thought it was kind of weird the way they cast so much judgment on him right off the bat. And you know what he said when they asked, well, how are you going to support my daughter? Which, by the way... Do people really talk like this? How are you going to support my daughter?
Yeah.
Do people still talk like that?
Crotch post.
Crotch post. Thank you.
Thank you, Nathan Bickford.
Do women expect their parents to ask a suitor how he plans to support their daughter? Doesn't that seem a little outdated?
Wait, who asked what? I'm confused.
Last night, Hannah B.'s parents were meeting the two final guys. And they were hammering Jed on, how are you going to support our daughter?
Did he say, well, you know, it's 2019. She's an independent woman. And what?
No, he said, I'm a musician, and I've got a deal with a dog food company doing a jingle.
So he should have said, hey, your daughter's making bank on this show. She can support me.
How old is she?
25 or something.
She's an adult.
No, I thought it was ridiculous, but it threw a complete wrench into Jed and Hannah B. because how's he going to support them? Meanwhile, you got Tyler, who's a super stud with an 8-pack, who played college football, who's got a good job. He apparently has some modeling deal now. Do some male modeling.
A handsome man with a beautiful soul and a nicer penis.
She cannot stop dry humping this guy. Maz, am I wrong?
No, she's good with all the guys.
Yeah, she'll dry hump anyone. You're right. Crotch post, good. She's person, got it. Pilot, musician, anybody. She
good
will.
For her.
Told you, this girl was game from the get-go.
I'm telling you, Bachelor in Paradise, she picks nobody, and she's on to BIP.
All right.
For more dick. And money and exposure. I think she's there for the wrong reasons. Yes, folks, I'm going to say it. The Bachelorette herself is there for the wrong reasons. How disturbing is that?
She was never comfortable. She's just not comfortable in this situation.
Somebody get a dick?
That'll make her more comfortable.
But I think being a musician is what made him go this far.
What kind of musician is he, though?
He plays guitar. He writes songs. He lives in Nashville. He's trying to sell songs.
He's going to be a country guy. Yeah, he's going to be a country guy.
This is one of his upcoming big ones.
Well, this I would understand.
The kicker is, this is the guy that left his girlfriend.
Hey!
to come on this show.
Well, and he did. He, and he went on the show for the wrong reasons. He was trying to expand his music career, but then he fell in love with Hannah B. and admitted it to her that I came here for the wrong reasons. But then I fell in love with you.
Stay out of my goddamn face, you fucking buzzard.
Hey, so, kids, your dad's a rock star.
That is some heavy, heavy stuff.
Anyway,
and
hey!
Coming up, I've got information. On this is real. I don't mean this to be a theme or anything, but we have some breaking news regarding possibly the largest penis ever.
Oh wow!
Possibly
Jonah.
No.
Should we call?
Should we call
Jonah and let him know that this is happening? And the reason is to see.
There's a larger
penis.
He's
got the most perfect dick I've ever seen.
No.
Okay.
For hymns, we've talked to you about for hymns. And about all the things they provide for you, if you just go to forhims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness. It's a place for him. For hims. And I don't even want to suggest that those little blue pills aren't a big part of for hims. Mm-hmm. The fact that maybe people feel it's a hassle to get them.
Well, or they're embarrassed. Did you know that there's been a big story about going to Canada for drugs? And of course,
oh, that's nothing new.
Of course, the thing that they sell the most is...
Boner pills?
Boner pills.
Really?
Yeah. So now you don't save yourself a trip to Canada.
Well, yeah, the nice thing about this is, if you're getting boner pills, you're at the doctor's office and they say, your appointment about the boner pills?
Yeah.
Come on in.
All right.
So no awkward.
Boners last for more than 4 hours? Call more ladies.
No awkward visiting room things. I've heard that actually happen.
Look at Patty P. describe hims here on Facebook.
What'd she say?
See?
Come on, Patty.
Well, what'd she say?
She has a rose that's wilted, and then she has an arrow pointed to the rose that's standing up straight.
Hey, all right.
Patty P. is very clever.
She is.
Very quick. She responds to my tweets with some... I've laughed
she's
out
sharp,
loud at
sharp
Patty
girl.
P.'s responses.
She's going to be... She'll be big at the Democratic convention tonight.
And Patty has got to be geeked about Michigan football. I have a feeling. Isn't she? She's got a Michigan hat
Patty's
on.
Oh, so nice. Mm-hmm. Come on, Patty.
Doesn't she have a little Twitter picture of a Michigan hat?
Yeah. This is the year for Harp.
Someone she's get her serious. A new cushion.
I wouldn't want to argue with her about
it. So let's taste the patty. I'm going to taste patty.
Patty, can you respond to this, please?
Mm.
She wrote, hell yes. I think she's gay.
Right. Okay.
Somebody got a dick?
I think that's about being a Michigan fan.
Oh, right? Oh, okay. Yeah. Not in the new cushion.
I don't know about that.
On my own. Why I did it in this way?
Those are the kind of drops that you play the crap out of them for about a month, and then you forget them for 10 years. You go, oh, my God, where'd he go?
That's why you got to hammer them.
It's true. But
so we're talking boners.
You need to keep them around, too. So, yeah, try Hims for a month today for just $5. We'll get you started for just $5.
$5?
While supplies last. See the website for full details and safety information. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy, plus all the humiliation of Maz, boner pills appointment.
Yes.
Come on in.
Come on, that's me.
Go to for him.
No shame, you know that.
Maz, hair loss appointment, come on in.
I got that. You can cover me on everything here with Hims.
Go to for Hims.
So you have weight loss too?
We have actual.
Maz, you want to lose 50 with we got the diet plan. Come on in.
We have actual
Take
audio.
Your shirt off now.
We have audio of his doctor.
He can't get his penis hard no matter how much he tries.
So that's after the appointment. Hands. That's at lunch on break with the girls. Yeah. Oh, man.
What are you gonna do?
Go to forhims.com/lane, L-A-N-E. Go to forhims.com/lane, L-A-N-E. That's forhims.com/lane. Forhims.com/lane. Did everybody get that?
Just lay your ding-a-ling on slash a popsicle lane. Stick and put a couple rubber bands around it. And you can say, you know, sorry, it's not like the old days, but it's going to have to do, you know.
Hopefully we can hang on to four hymns. It's been a new addition to the program for a couple months, and I know they did get their calls. Some people, unfortunately, use promo code Drew. You remember, promo code L-A-N-E, Lane, so Dr. Drew doesn't steal credit from us again.
Amen.
He should be on the show thanking you.
Dr. Drew?
Yeah.
He should be. You're right. I think this calling Jonah is a great idea. I have a feeling he'll have a lot to say about this topic when I get to it. But first, Mesa Happy Hour, hottest happy hour in Royal Oak at Mesa Tacos and Tequila. They run Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. And if you're thirsty, Mesa Tacos and Tequila's Happy Hour offers $4 fresh squeezed traditional margaritas, $3 house wines, $2 well drinks, and $1 rotating draft beers. Might somebody be having one right now or this afternoon, 3 o'clock or at 5:30. Plus, if you're hungry, $5 cheese nachos, $2 tacos americanos. $5 cheese or veggie quesadillas in an amazing atmosphere with sensational service at Mesa.
Anything on the Maz Burger?
You know, cheap? the Maz Burger, I've had it like three times now. I love Maz Burger.
You'd love it.
Don't they put brisket on top, too?
Well, it depends on how you get it. They have different burgers.
Well, mine was, I really, really dug the Maz Burger. And Charlie was over there with some people who I think maybe they, did they win something from his podcast? Or they were getting a book signed or something, and they were at Mesa, and they were all raving. Very happy. So,
have you ever come across a person that doesn't like Mexican food or Tex-Mex? No.
I don't think so.
I know. Everybody.
My daughter's like, first choice is always Mexican.
That's another call we have to make to Lily.
Yeah.
I want to find out the policy for Maz borrowing Lily's car.
Lily! Because
there was an incident with the Champions Club last Tuesday.
No, that was because I had
and another lie.
No, it had nothing to do with another what lie. You were wearing. That was a lie.
God damn shoes.
God, I had flip-flops.
Maz, so we get off the air. It's like 7:15, and Maz goes, too bad no Champions Club tickets tonight. And I was like, wait a second, they're home. I might have my tickets. And I looked, and there they were, two tickets, one parking space, and all of a sudden,
actually,
Maz.
You had two parking spots, too.
Yeah, I usually do have the two parking spaces. Spots. And Maz is like, oh, you know what? I'm just not dressed for the Champions Club. I'm like, dressed for the Champions
Club? I called you bluff, and you called me on it.
I did. Yep. But, and then that was the biggest weasel move. How long did it take you to come up with that? It was pretty quick for a weasel out.
That was all I had. I looked down, and that's all I could come up with.
But you really thought that I would think that you would not go to the Champions Club to assault the buffet because you were wearing flip-flop shorts and a T-shirt? You looked okay.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Liar.
I'm not a Anybody, liar.
Wish you weren't a liar.
I mean, is that excuse even – I don't know if that should have even been presented. It was so bad.
Well, it is the Champions Club. You should – you know, look decent.
You don't have to dress up. It's not like 1950 where you put on a suit to take an airplane ride.
Why are you still defending your lie?
I don't know.
It's been busted.
It's been exposed.
We've all admitted that it doesn't matter.
He didn't even fight it the next day. I said, Maz, you missed a chance to assault the buffet. I can't believe that happened. And Maz said, oh, well, I had to deliver Lily her car and give them a ride because I borrowed her car to come to the podcast. So, yikes. Should we just take care of that right now? Would Lily be available now?
I don't know where she is, but yeah, I guess we
could. Probably driving around in her car.
Probably is.
Living it up.
No, she can't because I have it.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, ooh, God, I wonder what she's foregoing.
She's obviously got to have some dude.
What a sacrifice.
She's got to have some dude pick her up.
You want Lily's cell phone in case?
Sure. She's going to get rides from some guys? How old is she now?
No, she drives
Probably some 19-year-old guy can pick her up and give her a ride wherever she needs to go, right, Maz?
Yeah, I guess so.
Some guy who dropped out of college.
Let me text her first. Tell her we're calling her.
Some 23-year-old buddy of his is coming instead, but no big deal.
I hope you have fun living in the street with your boyfriend.
His one gap year turned out to be 5.
He doesn't have a job, but he has lots of money for some reason. It's weird because his parents are poor. Hall Financial Hotline is open. DrewandMike.HallFG.com or click the link on the Drew and Mike Show website, fill out the online form, and they will get back to you pronto to save you money on a refi or maybe to set up your mortgage for your first home, your dream home, and they will hold your hand. Oh, are we getting tips to the Hall Financial Hotline? And man, are people happy. I get great responses. 35 tips last month. We tied the previous month high.
All right.
Are they off your ass finally?
No congratulations from Jess. Just the facts. Just the facts from the sheriff.
Well, when you do good, they want more.
I love that. I just grabbed the number, Lily's number from Tom's phone. He still has the photo, Lily's photo, and she's like 9 in the photo.
Aw.
You know what's funny?
Well, that'd be so inappropriate for that 23-year-old guy with all the money to pick her up when she was in that photo.
I was wondering why you were smiling, Brent.
Thank God she's mature enough now for that dude.
I got an iPhone in like 2011, and all my pictures of people are from 2011.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Oh, she turned her phone off because that guy's picking her up.
You know, we made the mistake. Kids don't answer the phone for their parents. That's the only phone call they won't answer, isn't it?
Or when they're
with a 23-year-old guy.
23-year-old's picking her up.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Should we try from Lily?
Daddy.
Hey, it's the Drew and Mike Show with your dad. And we're trying to find out some policy information on your car because we noticed that he's been borrowing an awful lot lately, probably inconveniencing you. And so we just wondered how that all was working out. Not to mention spending a lot of time in your pool. Anyway, if you could call back the 248 number, we'd still love to talk to you, Lily.
She's going
to
call. She just wrote, okay, Dad.
She did? Okay. Sorry about the wheels.
Hi, Lil.
Hi.
Hi.
Somebody get a dick?
I was gonna.
Oh.
There's Lil.
We can't forget the other story either, because Jonah Falcon, I think it's a great idea. Any time to call Jonah. But the first guest of the day on the Hall Financial Hotline here in the DealsInTheD.com studios looks to be Lily Mazzaway. Is that her? No?
I can't hang up the phone again. Hold on a second. Oh, he's going to play this.
Hey, I want to tell you something, okay? And I want to leave a message for you right now.
Oh, is that Maz? Wait, turn it up. I can't hear it. Do we have another copy of this? Somewhere? Betts Maz was angry because I think you and Kathy were split up for a while.
Yeah, we were.
And Kathy was manipulating the kids, not letting you see him. And so you were calling because, I guess, was Lily supposed to talk to you at a certain time?
Yeah,
and she wasn't available?
Yeah, you know that. You know that.
We have another copy of that?
That's not true, by the way.
What?
No, it's not true. I told her we'll call her now, Brad.
Wait, that's the best audio for that? That thing?
I just sounded out of phase. Play it again, oh. Brandon. Why is it out of
It's got to be online in a million different forms.
No, because I know we've played that file before.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm confused right now. I'm working on the
phone. What's going on? You all right? But I have the phone. Hang on. I'll call her. Hold on.
Lily Mazzaway. This has proven to be one tricky phone call to make.
I know. It better be worth
young
it.
Lily Mazzaway. Find out the policy.
Don't forget you can ask her about her YouTube stars and TikTok.
TikTok.
You know what TikTok is?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's all my
was
kids
she upset
watch.
That TK47 got sentenced to 55 years?
Ask her.
I will.
Ask her.
That's an artist I'm sure you guys
she says,
share.
Hurry up. I have
common.
To go to work.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. That 23-year-old's probably wailing on the horn in
she's
your
caddying
driveway.
Today.
Well, I know, but she's got to get there, so he's going to pick her up. He's just laying on the horn.
Well, he can make up time, though. If it's a five-minute drive, he'll make it a two-minute drive.
Yeah, he doesn't have anywhere to be. It's not like he has a job.
Take that back, Mark.
What, the fictitious 23-year-old guy you're defending him?
Hello?
Lily!
Hey, Lil.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. Of course, it's Drew and Mark and your dad and Brandon
and Joey.
And we noticed, first of all, congratulations on your new car. And we noticed that your dad has been borrowing your car a lot. And we understand it's a terrible inconvenience. And we're wondering, what is the policy now for him borrowing the car? Is it getting to be a bit of a pain?
Oh, it is definitely a pain. I swear, it's not even like my car anymore. Like, I haven't even got a chance to really drive it and make it my own because all of my dad's stuff is always in there.
What?
He's always using it.
Man,
I'm like, Dad, come on.
Well, you should ground him.
Why is your crap in the car?
Crap's not in there.
What's in there, Lily?
Dad, all of your stuff is in the back seat. Like, there's boxes. He, like, delivers things. My sister had a fundraiser for her softball tournament. There's all of these baskets in there in my back seat that he delivers to friends. Yes, there is, Dad.
When you have that many quid pro quos, you got to be carting stuff around all over the place.
A lot of stuff delivered.
He has his, like, keys and his chains and the cup holders.
What?
Keys and chains to what? Keychains?
Oh, you know, house keys.
Is that a common quid pro quo with you? You just kind of hand them out, expecting hopefully something down the road?
Not at all, no.
You remember the keychain?
No, that's not true.
Okay. Lily, now I just want to make something clear, because I see Maz in your car all the time, your dad, Maz. I mean, just riding around. He looks like he's very comfortable behind the wheel. Never seems to be in a hurry.
He's making it his own.
Are you sure that they gave the car to you? Isn't it your car?
It's seeming more now that it's my dad's car.
So. Oh.
My dad can have the car.
We're sharing it, Lil.
You can always get me a new car, Dad.
It's a family car.
Yeah, I thought.
How was the automobile presented to you?
Oh, Dad, so now you're calling it a family car?
Oh,
family car. I'm sorry, but I'm not paying half of a family car.
Okay.
Oh. Wait, so you're
no, I'm sorry.
Wait,
I'm
you
sorry.
Mean you're paying for the car and your dad's driving it more than you are?
Yes, that would be correct.
Really? Why don't you start charging him?
Miss, does she play the payphone?
I'm
going to
start charging him some fees.
Wait,
does he fill it up with gas when he uses it at least, or does he return it like with an eighth of
he'll fill up with occasional gas.
Puts in $2 worth?
Yeah.
Just to get
back. That's what I used.
Mark asked a great question. How was the car presented? Was this a birthday present or a graduation present? Or how did it come to be known as your car?
So I had just gotten back from, I think, volleyball. And I was just in my room getting, just like, packing my stuff. And my mom shut my shades. And I was like, what is going on? And she goes, you're going to come outside with us. I was like, okay. I went outside and there's the car sitting there. And I didn't know what to expect. Like, I didn't know. Because it was, like, no special occasion, nothing. So
was your first thought, oh, a new family car? Or was it, oh,
what the hell
a
is
car
that?
I get to share with Dad?
I was really confused. I thought it was going to be, like, a me and Dad car. So I was like, oh.
When did you receive the car?
When did I see the car?
I mean, when did you get the car? Was this a month ago, 2 months ago?
Oh, about maybe 2 weeks ago.
Oh, 2 weeks ago.
Like 3 weeks.
Okay, so you'd already turned in your car?
Yeah.
But was it when she was brought outside, was she told this was her car?
Yeah.
She was? Not family car? Not your and Dad's car?
I said, Lil, how do you like it? That's all we kind of said is, Lil, how do you like it?
And
this isn't like a dream car of Lily's, but it is wheels.
How long before he asked you to use your car?
It took about maybe a minute or two. I was looking, I said, wait, so is this mine? They said, I don't know. We're going to try it out. Mm. Okay.
Hmm.
So then that's basically how it went down. And I just got in the car and then I was not expecting it at all. So
now
when did the harsh reality set in that it was really one for you and Dad to share?
It was about the day after I got the car. also, just to top it off, they just couldn't let me have a happy moment that I finally got in the car. They said, oh, and by the way, when Abby gets her license, you will also be sharing this car with her.
Oh, boy.
That is a family car.
They didn't even let me have a moment of happiness to myself. They just said, man.
Yeah, Lily, you should have held that to yourself, because now I believe that it was presented as a family car with that sentence.
Daddy!
Yeah, because first it was your car, then it's half your car, now it's one-third your car. You're just a fractional owner as soon as she gets her license.
Daddy.
Wow. What a bummer.
Abby's getting her permit.
Is she?
Yeah, she got her permit the other day. And make it official tomorrow.
Which car is she driving for practice?
Oh, she's driven both cars. She's driven the minivan and this one.
But then Lily can't use her car when she's driving it.
You mean the family car?
Yeah, the family car.
Lily!
Lily, are you late for work right now?
Yes, I'm walking into work right now as we're talking.
Well, you're walking to work. How far do you have to walk?
No. I drove to work, but I'm just walking into the building.
Wait, who drove you, dude?
No, I drove myself. I was going to take my mom's car, but I took my grandma's car because I like.
Grandma pays the price.
Grandma doesn't have her car. She doesn't have any of her own data.
Wow.
I think grandma's getting used.
How excited are you for Dad to get a job and maybe get his own car?
Oh, I am so excited. It will finally be my car.
You got one YouTube question before she has to leave?
Well, no, I know what I want to ask. Is your dad using the pool more than you guys? Because it's your pool, and yet it seems like he's always in it.
Also, that is another thing that my dad is using more than me.
Wow.
Definitely.
Is it okay if he has friends over for your pool?
He does not have any friends over yet.
Okay. Well, at least he's behaving a little better with the pool. Well, I'm so sorry the show has caused a crimp, but hopefully somehow this will get resolved soon. And poor Grandma. Grandma loses her car. Yeah. Does Grandma miss the car much when she doesn't have it?
Well, maybe that 23-year-old guy can go pick Grandma up.
That's true.
Tell Mark you don't have any 23-year-old guys picking you up.
I didn't say that.
No.
But if you need a ride, I mean, you probably can find one. A 23-year-old guy can pick.
I could find him right if I needed one.
Yeah, see.
Okay.
Yeah. Just remember that, Dad.
That's just hypothetical at this point.
I got it.
Lily, have a great day at work. Thanks so much for helping us out by letting your
Thank
dad
you,
use
Lily.
Your car.
Thank you,
honey.
So much.
Yeah, for sure.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye, Lily.
I wish we had more time.
I know.
I took her to see yesterday the movie.
You did?
Yeah.
Wait, you saw it for a second time?
Yeah. I took
Did you
Lily.
Like it the second time?
Yeah, I loved it.
Now, how did Lily? She's 16.
She loved it.
She did.
Loved
she
it.
She likes Beatles music?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I kind of force feed all my kids.
That's where all the hate's coming from.
I tell you, I question them. The little one knows all the names of all the Beatles. Maddie knows them. You know, we'll have like contests and stuff, like when we're driving and stuff. So I'll throw Beatles stuff out there to them.
Well,
Great movie.
Yesterday, I was saying, I was trying to figure out, is there hate for any other band like there is for the Beatles? You know, like Led Zeppelin and the Rolling Stones? Not a lot. I was expecting more. But, you know, the show, I tend to think everyone listens to the show right away, so it's not always the case. Sometimes more of the email comes the second day. But let's see.
Why is there hate?
Oh, we got some on the boner line. We'll hear about the Beatles and Led Zeppelin.
How could there be hate?
I don't think it's necessarily.
Some of the early songs are a little boy bandish. I mean, Julie doesn't like.
No, it's not because of the early songs. I think it's because they're. I don't think most people analyze the Beatles the way like fans do. It's just an overwhelming a band 50 years old that broke up, and they're foisted on these millennials and Gen Zers, and it's their parents' music. It's kind of. Oh, well. I can see why it's annoying.
They're lost. Ringo's coming, by the way. Thursday.
Windsor?
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty.
His all-star band has got, he's got Lukather.
Is Walsh in there?
No, he's got Colin Hay.
Is Luke coming in?
I can get him in, sure.
You can get him?
Yeah.
Sure. Yes.
Colin Hay, Greg Roll. Do you know Greg Roll?
Yeah, from Journey.
How about Warren Hahn?
Can you get Colin Hay to come in with Lukather?
Yeah, why not?
All right, ask him to bring Ringo, too, if he can take along.
Sure. Greg Hamm, Warren Hamm, and Greg Bissinger.
Yeah, all right, I'll see you guys there.
Both of the all-star band this year.
Somebody got a dick?
That's a pretty good all-star band, actually.
Pretty damn good.
I heard the Frampton show was great, by the way.
Yeah.
Gary Graff was raving about
Frampton
it.
Retweeted Gary Graff?
He did?
Yes.
No kidding.
But that's what Pete does best, right? Doesn't he just retweet a lot?
Yeah.
Pete's best?
I mean, I'm not diminishing his retweet of Gary Graff.
Is he still retweeting David Hogg regularly?
I don't know.
Oh my God, Twitter. You know what I've decided? Last night, I was watching the end of Bad Blood. Mm-hmm. About the Rizzuto family, the Canadian crime family. I thought it was a great two-season series. I watched...
Oh, it's only two seasons? They stopped there?
I think it's over, yeah. I'm pretty sure based on the
ending. I thought Bad Blood was the Neil Sedaka story.
Boy, there's a bad hit record from 1976. Neil Sedaka with Elton John.
Made it to number one.
It was a big hit.
You know, it's funny. I thought you were going to say the Taylor Swift song. You really fooled me by going with Sedaka.
Of course.
Sedaka.
Sedaka was good.
Give me 20, Sedaka.
Calendar Girl.
Did he write the Tonight Show theme, or is that...
Is that Barry?
No, it's one of those old guys.
Hey, is he gay, by the way, Neil Sedaka?
No.
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
I'm just saying, having seen him, I just always wondered that.
No, he's been married to the same chick since, like, 62.
Yeah, he's...
Okay, so it's a beard.
Wow, she looks great, too.
If he's gay, I don't think he's out. And it doesn't matter.
I was just curious. He's very effeminate.
She looks pretty good.
You know why I think he's gay, Drew? He reminds you of Jim Neighbors for some reason.
Yeah, right. he does look like him.
Like looking ASAP.
His voice. Right, his voice is kind of effeminate, but it's good.
Elton could do no wrong in the mid-70s. Anything he put out was a hit. Anything. So, I'm watching Bad Blood, and I'm watching these gangsters, you know, there's so much, you cannot believe the carnage in Canada, in Ontario, and Montreal, and Toronto.
Forget about it!
Unbelievable. The bodies were piling up from these mob families. You got the Irish, you got the Rizzuto family, you got bikers, there's just all these mob groups.
It looked like a level kind to me.
And they're just killing each other off like nobody's business. I mean, just amazing. I mean, the amazing part was that I read about it and found out that most of it was true.
Wow.
And as I was watching this, and, you know, and every time somebody dies, of course, like, oh, my God, my son. Oh, my God, my father. Oh, my God, my brother. And family is so important. And it's
like, Amelia.
But you murder people all the time. How can family really be that important? But anyway, I was trying to figure out, what does this remind me of? And I realized... It reminds me of politics. The way these people are, you know, everyone must be murdered, and then there's some larger purpose, like family, and we love our children. Oh my God, my son is so important to me. Don't touch my son. You can't,
my boy.
You can't hurt my son. You can't whack my son.
Won't somebody please think of the children?
Remember Marlon Brando when he was the Don, of course, and then they killed Sonny. Remember they shot Sonny full of holes?
Yeah.
He's like, look what they did to my boy.
At the toll road, right? The toll booth?
At the toll booth.
Yeah.
They massacred my boy.
Was that toll booth in Jersey? Should we call David Trump?
It was.
Have him comment on that scene?
Wonder if we got a lot of calls to make.
That
you
would
know
be the most
do.
Ridiculous reason to call someone.
That's almost a good reason to call him. I'm really liking the way the show is going. Because we do need to call Jonah, and the reason is because John Dillinger is being dug up and reinterred. And
somebody got a dick?
It's very unspecific as to why they're doing it. Why, after 85 years, he's buried under 5,000 pounds of concrete. Well, the rumor...
Wait, why is he buried under that much concrete?
Because they thought that grave robbers would come and get him.
What?
Well, the story...
Oh, well, not for one reason. Now
well, we know one reason. Yeah. The Smithsonian, the rumor's always been in the basement of the Smithsonian, in a jar of formaldehyde, they have Dillinger's 14-inch penis.
Oh, no.
And so... The nephew who was reached, the only living relative that's close to John Dillinger.
A big one.
He said, I know why, but we don't want to share it. In other words, I'm convinced that they're digging him up to see that indeed his penis is cut off and that the one in the Smithsonian basement is John Dillinger's.
Well, why else are they digging him up?
No, there's no reason.
Are they going to match it up like a puzzle piece?
Possibly.
What's left of him?
Of his body?
Yeah.
Not much, but they can tell if his penis is cut off.
Yeah.
And they've got the...
How could they?
They compare DNA from the body and the penis in the basement of the Smithsonian. They just got to wring out the formaldehyde.
And the World Wide Web says that this is an urban legend.
What?
Snopes says, no way.
Why else would they dig him up, Brandon?
I don't know why.
Don't you think it's a reasonable...
Are they looking for some other injury? Are they looking... I mean, does...
No, it's all about a dick.
The nephew...
Do wieners, like, disintegrate? You know?
No, it's in formaldehyde. The wiener, they want to make sure it's cut off. They want to make sure it's his wiener.
But,
nephew's going to get plaster casts made, and he's going to use them on chicks.
When they take him out of the coffin...
He's like 90.
I would.
Drew, when they bury him, you know, he's been in there for 85 years. Wouldn't it just kind of go away? How would you know?
Yours would.
I don't know. His was 14 inches long, so...
Was it bigger than Rasputin's? Because that one's definitely in formaldehyde.
Oh, Rasputin's?
How big was Rasputin's?
A hog?
That's his penis right there?
His wiener is all over online.
Wow, so they knew to put penises in formaldehyde way back in the day of Rasputin?
That's like measuring. Go back. That's like measuring from the middle of his back. Look how much they included.
You're right.
Yeah, that is
wow,
I'm a lot bigger than I thought.
Yeah,
that's good news.
Exactly. By the way, what a stupid-looking dick that is.
I know, that looks ridiculous.
There's a butthole right in the middle of it.
What?
Do they give credit to the person?
Why does it taper towards
What is this thing in the middle?
It's like a pyramid penis.
It seems that the base is very base-like and large. Like it's sturdy to support this tall penis.
Well, it's like an Eiffel Tower penis.
Yes.
Right?
Wow.
Let's get Jonah on the phone and find out if he is angry about all the attention on John Dillinger's penis.
He's going to be so damn pissed at him.
How big is Jonah?
Jonah's 13 point something. Dillinger, 14. Just because I said he's 14. He's bigger than Jonah.
Got it.
Ooh, this song sticks like Baby Shark.
This should be a walk-up song for somebody.
What a funny idea.
Hey, they got the walk-up song to the Baby Shark, right?
A big one. A big one.
Too damn big.
A big one.
Look at that motley crew of Democratic debate people.
A big one.
That's a bit of an non-sequitur since you're looking at a TV that no one else can see.
Turning it off.
No, don't turn it off.
Yeah, no.
Please do.
You're distracted by it.
I'm going to guess Jonah's going to be pissed.
Hey, you reached 212.
Jonah!
Somebody got a dick?
Number after the beep.
It's an emergency.
Hey, Jonah, it's the Drew and Mike Show in Detroit, and we were calling because of all the talk about John Dillinger being dug up under 5,000 pounds of concrete, and apparently has something to do with his very large penis, and we just want to know if you knew the exact measurement, because some people are saying that he was 14 inches, and I think that edges you out by just a little bit, but anyway, we'd love to hear your side of the story. Thanks. Sorry about the news.
He can't get his penis hard no matter how much he tries.
Should we call David Trump about the Godfather scene?
Yes.
I think he just closed.
Whoa!
Oh.
Well, call him. Maybe. Come on, he's a little slow. He might not be out of the office yet.
All
right. Boy, deep diving on David Trump was a shocker.
I know.
He was elected to a position, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I didn't realize we had his work and phone.
Oh, what a song.
Home, excuse me.
He's going to get very disturbed that this is not in his job description, I predict.
But remember, we originally called him out the Vince Lombardi.
Right.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't there be a Godfather toll booth?
Now, Vince Lombardi is what, exit 18 or 16? 18, I think it is.
They should have a James Caan exit, shouldn't they? Jimmy Caan. Jimmy Caan.
Right there. Sonny
Corleone. The man that played Brian Piccolo in Brian's Song.
I mean, if there's one thing that the New Jersey state, what is it? The New Jersey Turnpike Love
Authority.
It's memorabilia.
Yeah, they do.
Memorabilia.
What?
The wireless customer you are calling is not available.
Not available? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Wait, was he fired?
I don't know. I'm going to try the work because it didn't.
Oh, that was his home. Okay.
It didn't go through the first time.
Uh-oh.
It is 504.
Memorabilia. I couldn't honestly tell you.
You're calling the New Jersey Turnpike Authority. Our normal business hours are 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
He's probably at his desk. He's probably just shuffling papers.
In his feet.
Putting in some overtime.
Wait while I transfer your call.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to be visiting him in a couple of days.
David Trump?
Yeah. Bloop.
How are you? Yeah. Another vacation, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. You going to miss a show? Miss?
I'm sorry?
You gonna miss a show?
No, I'll be on the phone.
On the phone?
Yeah, I'll what Skype. You can Skype. I'll Skype in.
So you're not coming in?
If you want to reach Dave Trump from the Patron Services Division, I'm either away from my death or assisting another patron. Please leave me
slow down.
Your name, telephone number, and a brief message, and I will return your call as soon as possible.
Very deliberate
Thank
message.
Thank you, and take care.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
Good morning, Dave.
Thank you, Mr. Trump. I was calling about, and I will try to call you back, but just to let you know, I was calling about a little historical information on the New Jersey Turnpike involving the movie The Godfather, and I'm not sure you're the right person to talk to, but maybe there's some maybe you guys have some
memorabilia
of the shot, the Godfather shoot, which showed a turnpike. It looked very much like the New Jersey Turnpike, and we've been told that it is. And maybe you can help us find somebody who can track all this down. Anyway, thanks so much, Mr. Trump. You have a great day.
Take care. Have a good day.
Jersey strong.
There we hung up.
Just waiting for that memorabilia drop.
I know. I had to pull it up.
You were doing good.
Oh, my God.
You hemmed and hawed.
How many takes was that outgoing message?
Can we listen to it?
Thank you, Mr. Trump.
Oh, cool.
I was calling about, and I will try to call you back, yeah, but
boy.
Just, you know, I was calling about
Should
a little historical
yes.
information on
Sounds
the New
good.
Jersey Turnpike involving the movie The Godfather, and I'm not sure you're the right person to talk to, but maybe there's some maybe you guys have some
memorabilia
of the shot, The Godfather shoot, which showed a turnpike. It looked very
I think
much
if we stick
like
to
the
just
Jersey
the memorabilia drop, it might,
is,
yeah.
And maybe
might make
can
it.
Help us find somebody who can track all this down. Anyway, thanks so much, Mr. Trump. You have a great day.
I think I sound very credible as a historian.
To send this message, press pound or hang
it?
Up. To play it,
re-record.
Three.
We got to re-record it.
To re-record it.
And then
four.
Next time, mark it
to
urgent.
Here we go. Four.
Your message at the tone.
Because urgent and Trump speed is.
Hello, Mr. Trump. My name is Drew. I'm a historian of some local note. And I was interested in something involving the New Jersey Turnpike that you may or may not be aware of. Some people are saying that the movie was shot, the Godfather movie was shot using the New Jersey Turnpike. And maybe, in fact, maybe you guys have some remembrances.
Memorabilia.
Or memorabilia, some sort of items like you do at the Vince Lombardi. Oh, let's do this over.
I know, our time was a little off.
Well, I want to hear it, though, anyway.
Yeah.
Let's see if it was as bad as I thought.
To send this message, press pound or hang up. To play it, three.
Somebody got a deck?
hello, Mr. Trump. My name is Drew. I'm
You're going to sound so defeated at the end of this, too.
I was interested in something involving
the New Jersey
Turnpike.
There's going to be more takes recording this than there was him recording his outgoing
Some people
message.
Are saying that the movie was shot, the Godfather movie was shot, using the New Jersey Turnpike. and maybe, in fact, maybe you guys have some
memorabilia.
Or memorabilia, some sort of items like you do at the Vince Lombardi. Oh, it's just over.
I know, I threw it off a little off.
Well, I want to hear it, though, anyway.
So defeated.
To send this message, press pound or hang up. Record your message at the tone.
I'll get the sound going, too.
Hello, Mr. Trump. My name is Drew. I'm a local historian of some note from the Michigan area, and we were looking into some history involving the New Jersey Turnpike and the movie The Godfather, because it seems there was a scene that was shot on the Jersey Turnpike, and maybe you have some props or some
memorabilia
that you've saved. Like, I know the Vince Lombardi's rest stop used to have a lot of memorabilia until the Lombardi family had taken some of it. I guess they took some back over some problems with the crowbar stand or something's going on in the men's stalls. It was awkward. But anyway, that's really beside the point. I'm going to get into that. I'd love to talk to you if you can point me in the right direction to find out about the Godfather movie and the use of the New Jersey Turnpike in the shoot. That would be wonderful, Mr. Trump. Thank you so much.
Take care. Have a good day.
Press pound or hang up.
Sounded fairly natural.
Well done. 3, 2.
It's a well-produced message.
Hello, Mr. Trump. My name is Drew. I'm a local historian of some note in the Michigan area.
I like
and
that. Some note.
We were
doesn't
looking into
much.
Some history involving the New Jersey Turnpike and the movie The Godfather, because it seems there was a scene that was shot on the Jersey Turnpike, and maybe you have some props or some
memorabilia
that you've saved. Like, I know the Vince Lombardi's rest stop used to have a lot of memorabilia until the Lombardi family had taken some of it. I guess they took some back over some problems with the crowbar stand or something's going on in the men's stalls. It was awkward. But anyway, that's really exciting. I'd love to talk to you if you can point me in the right direction to find out about the Godfather movie and the use of the New Jersey Turnpike in the shoot. That would be wonderful, Mr. Trump. Thank you so much.
Urgent.
Take care. Have a good day.
Can
we mark it urgent?
Or hang up.
That would be, that would be normal speed.
3, to re-record it. 4, to add to it. 5, to discard it.
What?
6.
Oh, I can't mark it urgent?
A message has been sent.
Okay.
If you would like to try an extension...
What is the most possible David Trump drops we could use in one message without sounding completely ridiculous?
I think we could leave a message that's all David Trump drops.
Try it again.
He's answering his own message. No, I think we'll leave that there for now. What other phone calls did we have to make from the Hall Financial Hotline
is
today?
Is there anything that I can help you with?
Excuse me. It depends
We've
on...
We've already made three unscheduled calls.
What was your question?
I thought there was someone else we were trying to call today.
I couldn't honestly tell you. sometimes.
The heavy mileage guy.
Well, I did get the guy who is breaking some record for flying the most miles in history. However,
that question should be referred to the New Jersey State Police.
However, the person
that guy, by the way, is
I hate that
guy.
Room that's
with
flying.
Himself,
yes.
Because he's. He's trying
like
to tell
him.
Us that, okay, first of all, he's flown over, 10 million miles?
Yeah.
Claims he's flown more than anyone in the history of
I think
the world.
It was 20 million, wasn't it?
Yeah, you're probably right, because he was talking about reaching 10 million. And then he goes off on this thing about how the movie Up in the Air was so fake, because Omaha, Nebraska doesn't fly to half those places they had Clooney flying to in the movie. I mean,
well, like Clooney couldn't take
show
a
off.
Connecting flight.
Get over yourself, dude.
I don't like him one bit.
You ever joined the Mile High Club?
And Clooney, of course, had all those cards and all those, you know, programs he was in because he flew so much. And
yeah.
George Clooney, you've been reading about all that? You've been seeing that?
Free hotel rooms and...
I remember when I was young, I'd go in an airplane. And I'd walk up, I'd buy a ticket, I'd go on a plane. Nobody thought about bombs and nobody thought about security. You'd walk in, you'd give the ticket to the person at the gate.
Jeez. Yep. Did you point that out?
I reached.
Yep.
I had two numbers for the guy. The first one I left a voicemail, and the second one, a guy answered, and he was so angry because apparently everybody's.
He's
been
got a flight to catch.
No, should we actually call a wrong number knowing it's a wrong number because we want to reach the person to find out how angry he is?
Yeah, why not?
I just don't know if he's going to recognize the number and know that I already spoke with him. But he
well, I could say I took over your shift.
Star 6-7.
I could say I'm the guy in the air after you.
I can try.
or that we're trying to verify that it's indeed the wrong number.
Yeah.
We just want to make sure this is the wrong number.
All right, so this is
what's the guy's name?
This is not Tom Stuker.
Okay, Tom
Stuker. Somebody got a dick?
Who it should be. That's really a great drop.
Well, it's fit so many
and
things.
It's natural. It's real. I mean, someone's actually asking somebody to get a dick.
Careful, this guy was pissed.
Right. Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
No, I'm going to call him again.
That's bullshit.
That no answer.
You should call him.
Yeah, keep calling him until he does.
You should let Trump talk to the guy.
Did you call him a couple times last time?
Yeah, it took some.
Maz, name this song. Name the band.
I wish I could.
It's the Beatles.
Yeah.
Their own.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging
flying
system.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's from the Magical Mystery LP.
I dig it.
Dig it, too. Somebody's really angry about it, but it's okay.
Yeah, he's not going to answer this. Ooh, time. He was mad. I'm telling you, he was pissed.
I even played the Beatles' "Goodnight" to the girls, trying to put them to bed back in the day.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
You know, I have the number to
Ringo
that
vocal.
Sweet.
I have that number to that kid who just won $3 million
on Fortnite.
Good
Fortnite
for him, man.
By the way, did
it was
anyone
on a Today Show?
Did anyone think that people would pay large admission to go see someone else play a video game?
No,
no, nobody thought that. But it's happening.
Does this maybe lend credence to the idea that possibly there's some very addictive issues with this technology?
Yeah, but it paid off for this kid.
Oh, no, I'm happy for him. I'm
not only that,
anybody.
It's going to make all these other little kids.
Yeah,
now they got this on.
You want to go watch guys throw a ball through a basket?
Can you,
I love
can
that
you imagine
argument,
I know.
Can you? Yeah, I do. Yeah, I
sounded like John Madden there.
I would
minute,
do that
Mark.
Because they're way better than...
I'm watching a guy use his brain. You're just watching some guy run with a ball. I'm just trying to picture this giant arena, like, you know, Soldier Field in Chicago, just full of people watching a guy on a little controller.
90% of them Korean.
Unreal.
Probably.
This was a soul.
Forest Hills, wasn't it?
It was a
that holds what?
Big event.
Forest Hills, New York?
Yeah. It was 90% Korean. Yeah, Arthur Ashe Stadium, right?
Pretty old U.S. Open was?
It looked pretty big to me.
Wow.
What's it hold?
I don't know, 15,000?
Okay.
Somebody get a dick?
Is this the wrong number again, Brandon?
No, this is...
Oh, the guy that won the $3
million. Yeah.
I saw him. God. They kept teasing him on Good Morning America. He would just wave like an awkward 16-year-old, but I never saw him interview.
Well, he doesn't work. He doesn't communicate with humans.
I know. How lucky his room is at. What's his name?
His name is Kyle.
Kyle?
His mom's name is Darcy.
Wait, another Kyle?
Kyle. Who's Darcy?
His mother.
His mom?
Have they renamed the airport
Darcy
Kyle?
Doesn't even know who Kyle is anymore. She never sees him.
They renamed the airport Kyle Airport yet out in Orange County.
How much money is Darcy going to take from the $3
million? Kyle's going to be in 600-pound life, nude except for a comfort Thank towel you. Playing Fortnite. Kyle, it's the Drew and Mike Show. We want to congratulate you on your great victory. And if you could please call back the 248 number, be fantastic. Congratulations if we don't get to talk to you. See you.
Take care. Have a good day.
I played video games before, so I know what I'm doing a little bit.
Can you imagine if they had this back in the day, Mark, of the Tecmo Bowl craze?
Oh, I know.
Oh,
well,
they
do. They do with Madden.
I know, but I would have had a shot back then.
Does the Madden, they have a Madden Bowl that draws people to a stadium?
Tom, there's no age limit. Start playing Fortnite.
I have no chance.
You know, you got plenty of time. Just go play Fortnite.
I loved Madden football. I loved a lot of video games. Would I pay $50 to go watch someone? I couldn't stand. I couldn't stand standing there or sitting there waiting for the guy to finish his turn when it's two players.
Well, that's
really sitting through a whole game.
That's what I always said growing up. We hated watching other people play because we wanted it to be our turn.
Our turn, right?
Of course. But you're going to pay to watch someone else.
Hey, I guess if that's what you're into, if you like doing it and you want to watch the best people do it.
I mean, I don't want to get into the whole idea that maybe that's not a productive use of your time or money to spend watching someone else play a video game. If you like doing it and you're entertained, who cares? But, you know,
it's weird.
My deepest thought involving this topic was, is this a threat to professional sports?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I would.
Oh, 100%.
I was sure would be thinking about if I saw Forest Hills with 15,000 people paying good money sure. to see a guy play a video game, and you've got these guys working out year round and getting CTE and, you know, killing themselves to draw $80,000 to. Or 80,000 people to play football.
The advertising dollars will follow.
And, well, yeah, the advertising dollars are so direct, too. They're so specific to that group. That's a very identifiable group, and their habits are probably very similar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a nerd pile.
Total.
Probably also a nerd pile with money.
What are the games that they watch?
Well, the games that they're playing.
Yeah.
You know,
Dota was always big for a while. Dota, League of Legends was big for a while.
StarCraft was big for a bit. And I think those are kind of the Dota one's big.
Yeah, that's the one.
Now, wait a minute.
That's the one all the Koreans.
But now Fortnite has come on.
You're going big with that.
Well, no, it is. Dota is.
Kids are going insane over Fortnite. That's what this kid won $3 million just for winning a Fortnite tournament. Yeah, Layla's down here.
Layla comes down with me, Drew.
Okay.
So back in the day when it was Dungeons and Dragons, were there people watching those guys, those kids play?
Wait, no.
Well, did you ever see the movie The Wizard?
No.
Fred Savage? Oh, we got a call coming. I don't know who it is.
Oh, heads up.
Boy.
Oh, hope it's Trump.
Oh, this could be the airline, airport guy, or flying guy.
Oh, boy. Pins and needles.
Hello?
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 Hi.
Miss Himes, does that?
Yes. Who's calling?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yellow?
Yeah.
The color yellow?
Good morning.
Who, what, Erica, was it?
Hello?
You want to just call the number back?
I couldn't honestly tell you.
I think it's Trump.
Trumper?
I thought I heard Trump call.
He went back to the office because he forgot something and decided to
check his voicemail.
That blinking light on his phone was driving him nuts.
He might have still been in the office and just, you know.
Any thoughts, Brandon?
Passed his desk.
Oh, wait.
Doesn't it say who it was?
Is it the wrong number, dude?
No, it doesn't say who it is. Oh. It is a totally new number that we didn't call.
Okay.
I think we should call it back and find out what business. Now, well.
I don't know. I say let it go.
Hard to believe it's not related to the series of calls we just made.
I would have thought it would have been Jonah.
We'll have to sit on that.
Got a dick?
See, now I have to turn the TV back on because then we have caller ID.
It's from Staten Island.
Maybe
Staten
it was
Island,
him.
Staten
maybe,
Island?
Yeah, it's Jonah.
Jonah.
Oh.
But it's not.
He could have another number.
Sure is a mystery.
All right, we'll call it.
Super hard.
Staten Island.
Maybe it's...
It's gotta be Jonah, Drew. It's gotta be.
Who are you?
What I was thinking.
What?
The number you dialed is not in service.
So it's a spoof.
It's a Social Security office.
It's a spoof.
All right. Stacking them deep and selling them cheap, selling cars like candy bars, slinging heaps to all good peeps. These are a few of the things our friends at Zot, Ford, and Holly are all about. Plus, some would say they're poets, and they just might know it. Either way, Zotford, and remember, that's what some people would say. Zotford is known for their massive inventory, award-winning coffee, leather massage chairs, fresh movie-style popcorn, foosball, incredible deals, and fast, friendly customer service. So, if you're interested in supporting the podcast, and I hope you are, and saving fat stacks of cash while buying or leasing your next new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV, head to Zotford today. That's where Gary, Gabara, Anthony, Janie, Stacy, or any member of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County. I know we don't talk about the hottest staff in Oakland County enough.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
See Janie or Stacy or Anthony or Gabara. They will make all of your automotive dreams come true, just like Pedro was making dreams come true back when he gave his speech.
The service areas offer Burger King.
I don't know if that service area offers Burger King, David. But, you know, they offer good service.
Oh, they'll
you
do
get your car fixed.
They will do what it takes to get it done.
They have
would
lots
love...
of cool, you know, they have that giant Hulk Hogan piece of...
memorabilia.
Yeah, why isn't the Hulk Hogan thing in the copy now? What's going on, Gabara? Yeah, please say hi to Steve and tell him you support the podcast because we need the support.
Is there anything that can help you with?
You've done enough today. Dave.
Surf their bombastic deals and massive inventory at dealsandthed.com. And Dr. Yaldo, who's been at it for quite a while, some 20 years, about 30.
Yeah, sometimes,
30,000 satisfied patients. The majority who entered Dr. Yaldo's office with not the greatest vision, but left with, in most cases, in many cases, better than 20/20 vision to do LASIKs, precision. Corrective eye surgery is about quality of life and has been determined to be the safest surgery in all of medicine. 600,000 Americans get it every year. Dr. Yaldo has done over 20,000 multifocal lens exchange procedures that also eliminates reading glasses for those 45 and over to go along with 20/20 or better far vision. We've lost track, but close to 100 of our listeners have gotten one of these surgeries, and we're still waiting for our first complaint. Just take a few minutes. They just take a few minutes. It's painless. My sister said she didn't even know it was done. It's like, what? It's over? Really? And you'll get to throw all those contact glasses and readers in the garbage. It's so easy. Go see Dr. Yaldo for a free evaluation. You should get an eye exam every 2 years anyway, and they've got great frames and great sunglasses, as Trudy has proven. Tell them Drew and Mike sent you for $1,500 off the regular price. That's new.
Wow. What's, hey.
We've got some copy changes, ladies and gentlemen. $1,500 off the regular price at Dr. Yaldo. Tell them Drew and Mike sent you.
I love your eyes.
Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. Okay. So.
Hey, you know what today's anniversary is?
I did not know.
Jimmy Hoffa.
Jimmy Hoffa?
On this day.
Was he kidnapped on this day?
Yes, he disappeared on this day, and they pronounced him dead on this day.
Wasn't it 44 years ago?
He was kidnapped from the Red Fox in
75, and then they pronounced him dead in 82.
I thought it was really weird because the Free Press or the news did a story on it for the 44th anniversary. I'm like, 44th anniversary?
That's Hank Aaron's number.
Is that one we celebrate now?
William McCovey's number. 44 used to be the cool number, wasn't it?
Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson. Leroy Kelly.
Oh,
football.
Yeah.
Wait, George Gervin?
Yeah.
Weren't there some other basketball players that were 44?
44.
What is the hot number now? Is it 23 because of LeBron?
Yeah.
Is that in all sports? Does every kid want 23?
Well, it was because of Jordan, and then LeBron took it over, and now he gave it to Anthony Davis.
Yeah, you know that battle between him and Anthony Davis?
You know, I heard about this, and I just, honestly, I wanted my time back so badly.
Don't talk about it.
Why can't
they said that, was LeBron going to give him the number next year or something?
Why are you so upset about it, Tom?
I just hate them.
All I want to know is
I hate him, and I hate anyone that goes and plays with him.
Oh, you don't like L.A.?
Can't they just wear the same number? LA. Who cares?
You know, that's funny you say that. Yeah, can't one of them wear the number, and it's black, and the other one wears it, and the number's white?
Just say, 2-3, white. 2-3, black. That would be bad for the announcer. Genius.
Oh, they can't tell them apart?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know when there's fouls called, the ref has to go to the booth or the table and go 2-3. But you know who it is. There's computers
2-3 striped or 2-3 plain. I mean, there's somebody.
2-3 beard.
But it's all 2-3 LeBron.
It's all about selling jerseys. Of course. And that whole story was. And today, the last couple of days I've had ESPN on in the morning and a little through the midday just to kind of see what they're
catching
doing.
Catching up on football camp?
A little bit, yeah. And I'm interested in that to a point. And Stephen A. Smith was going on and on and on and on about Ezekiel Elliott holding out.
Yeah.
And from the first minute he brought it up, I'm going, wait a second. Ezekiel Elliott, who signed a 5-year contract as a rookie, and this contract is not a sports podcast.
Right, he's got 2 years left.
Right, but he's no different than any other rookie, except that he got $25 million for 5 years. Now, how high a pick was he? He wasn't the number one pick, was he?
No.
Was he top 10?
That's a good point. Good question. I think he was.
I know he was a first-round pick. I just can't remember how high he went.
But Brandon, look it up.
Okay. But anyway.
On the internet.
How about that internet? Isn't that crazy?
Something on the internet.
This is when, lately I've been coming to the conclusion that, you know what, I'm just old, and I think of things the way that we used to think of them, 25, 30 years ago when I was younger and covering sports, and when, there were different values. And so my mindset is either old school and it's good, or it's just like faded and dumb and not relevant.
Well, you just don't like that he's holding out.
Is
that
no. It's not that he's holding out necessarily, because people hold out. And
yeah, I mean, Emmitt Smith famously held out with the Cowboys.
He did.
Jerry Jones paid him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Emma wasn't happy with that deal, according to Stephen A. Smith. This topic, just honestly, they were all over this today.
Yeah.
That Emmitt Smith did not get what he wanted.
No, but
he was not happy when he announced that he had signed, although he tried to pretend he was.
Right.
Zeke was the fourth overall pick in 2016, and he signed a 5-year for $5 million per $25
million. Rookie contract.
He's 3 years deep into it. I don't remember. More.
By the way, I don't recall him complaining about the deal when he signed it.
Of course not.
That's the NFL. The NFL has got you by the balls. That's the thing. Well, baseball, you make a lot more money.
Oh, hold on.
Basketball, you make more money.
Is paying someone $25 million for 5 years, do they really have you by the balls?
Yeah. And, you know, in this day and age in sports, yes, because the team is worth $1 billion.
But he's a rookie. I mean, he could play 10 minutes, bust up his knee.
That's why he wants his money now. Because
I understand.
What's the point of the contract?
Well, the contract should be a 3-year rookie deal, not 5 years.
It's not, though. It's not. Are they going to revamp the entire contract for this guy?
They're going to strike. Eventually, they're going to strike.
Okay, that's not really where I want to go. This is not a sports podcast. I don't want to talk about the union deal and the Players Association, all that. My point is entirely different. This is a guy who's been nothing but he's been a fantastic running back.
He's a great
running
back.
He's also been a lot of trouble. He's been suspended. And by the way, he did not sound like a very contrite person when he was suspended. I just don't like him. And then, of course, they have Ohio State thing?
Well, he's from Ohio State, so.
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with his contract.
Not very likable, to begin with.
Well, I'm just going by his behavior.
Yeah.
I don't care what school he played for. I think he's been a complete jerk.
You don't like Spielman either?
I love Spielman. He's the example. He's my favorite of all time.
Then on top of that, you know, Ezekiel, he's in that zero-tolerance zone like Kareem Hunt and a few other people. And we watched the tape of him at the concert. And refresh me on his off the field problems.
Has he had that many?
What was the main one?
Yeah, he took a woman's shirt down at the parade.
No, wasn't there a domestic?
Yeah, there was. That's why he was suspended for the first six games of 2017.
Right, and of course, he always said it never happened. I didn't do anything wrong.
He was never criminally charged.
No, he wasn't. But neither was Hardy. Hardy was never criminally charged.
Exactly.
He was charged. He wasn't convicted.
Well, he's convicted by a magistrate, but because of the weird laws in North Carolina.
Right. But you could say he was never convicted of domestic violence. O.J. Simpson was never convicted of murder. I mean, that's what a lot of these guys have incredible resources. They have people behind them who are desperate for them to be on the field. So they come up with incredible ways, just like Jeffrey Epstein, who has all kinds of power and went to work release for 13 months after molesting a couple hundred 13, 14, 15-year-old girls. I mean,
but we all know that doesn't matter when it comes to paying him to play on the field.
My point is, that's not. I really don't even want to go there. I know he's a great player. I realize he's a great, great player. I love watching him play. However, just saying, he's not really been a model teammate. Yeah. He hasn't been a model citizen. And recently, you know, when this whole zero tolerance, he's gonna be on the straight and narrow. And then I see the tape of him. Unhappy with the people at the concert for whatever reason, because he was angry at his girl, is why it was. This is just a few months ago, and he knocked over the guy, the security guy, and then, I mean, you guys saw it.
Yeah.
He corners the girl, and he's clearly in her face and not letting her move forward until she absorbs what he has to tell her. And I personally kind of thought that knocking the guy over.
Gosh, you're all making me so mad!
And embarrassing this girl in public, whoever she was, I would have said that might have just walked into zero tolerance, but it didn't.
Don't make me kill somebody!
He was detained, he was handcuffed, but not arrested.
He wasn't attained?
But we saw it. I saw what he did. He can say whatever he want. I saw it. And for a guy who's had problems and swears he's never done anything close to domestic violence, that did not look like something I would ever want to see somebody talking to, you know, a female in my life like that.
No.
You know, whether it be a sister, niece, you know.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
He looked like a menacing person who was, you know, basically in her face. It wasn't horrible, but for someone who swears he's never done anything. Point being.
Jury basically saying.
It was never proven in a court of law. I saw it with my own eyes.
OJ spoke out on Twitter for these guys today.
Finish your point.
I'm sure his domestic issues and his off the field issues would not bother OJ Simpson at least. He's a great player. He really is. But I don't know. On balance, I would say whenever you say if I, then you're insinuating that someone else is of your mindset. If I had had all these problems, I'd feel pretty damn lucky to still be in the league wearing a uniform, successfully playing. But no, he has to, of course, grab every penny he can, whether, you know, it's within the contract or not within the contract. And he's using leverage, to which Jerry Jones said, I don't think a running back is critical to winning a Super Bowl today.
A rushing champion.
They went all over that today.
Yeah. And he's right.
But it's good to have one.
For me, it's a reminder.
What are the Cowboys?
I've been here 23 years, and it is a reminder. I've been here when it was glory hole days, and I've been here when it wasn't. And somebody so, having said that, I want me some glory hole.
Somebody got a dick?
Was he thinking about sticking his penis through a hole in a bathroom stall? When
I want me some glory.
Oh no, no, no! Not his
penis.
He meant
to say glory days.
He wanted to be on the other side.
Anyway, what have the Cowboys won the 3 years Ezekiel Elliott's been there? Great running
back. They won a playoff game.
He's good, man.
I know. I agree. He's great. But, I mean, how good are the Cowboys?
Doesn't it have to do, too, with they got to end up paying Dax, and they have to pay Amari Cooper. And so
they got a lot to spread out.
He's trying to get ahead of that curve because out of those three, he's the least important out of those three because of the position he plays. And he gets to go to Cabo.
Yeah. So, in his rookie year, they were 13-3. In his second year, where he was suspended for six games, they were 9-7, and then last year they were 10-6. They're still a great team, and they should compete for the playoffs.
They're a very good team.
I think they're good.
They're very good.
I think they're 10-6,
9-7. The last 2 years,
they're on the way. They're on the ups.
13-3 and 10-6 are two great seasons.
They're on the ups.
10-6 is not a great season.
Winning 10 games is.
They had the Eagles in their division.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, just why don't you give them half the team then?
Okay. Sounds good.
I don't know. I personally would say screw you. And eventually, if he wants to sit out of here like Le'Veon Bell, then what's he going to do?
Exactly.
So then what happens?
That's what makes it interesting.
I'm interested to see how Le'Veon Bell plays now. You know, with a year off.
I'm just glad he apologized to the fantasy football owners. Yeah, that was classy.
He did help.
Well, joke. All I know is Le'Veon Bell is a year older in a game where a year means an awful lot. He's also a running back, so. I'm curious to see how that one pans out. It'll be fascinating. And Ezekiel Elliott, too. I just don't think he has any bargaining power. No, plus, he's an asshole. And I don't know how.
He probably should shut his mouth this year and just go play.
You should trade him.
Who trades?
Cowboys should trade him.
Colin Cowherd says
for what?
Trade him.
I don't know. Whatever you can get.
You want to hear what the juice has to say about the whole thing?
Juice.
All righty.
On the golf course.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly.
Truly.
Now, today I'm going to talk about two subjects.
Murder.
Fantasy football and the debates tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
In football, we have two of the best running backs holding out. Ezekiel Elliott down in Dallas and Melvin Gordon with the Los Angeles Chargers. As far as Ezekiel is concerned, hey, look, this guy's outperformed his rookie contract. And Jerry Jones, let's face it, with him, you're a playoff Super Bowl caliber team. Without him, you may not even make the playoffs. Now, I kind of understand the situation with Gordon because he misses games. Plus, they have this guy Eckler and this guy Jackson, some pretty good backups. But Mr. Spanos, when this guy's
we're
on
listening
the field,
to a double murderer playing, talk about, I mean, this is just so mind-boggling, isn't it?
Do an
he really expects to be taken seriously.
I just know this. This is not the kind of guy you can have miss summer training camp because then I guarantee you he will get hurt. Hey, look.
What?
This is what running backs looking forward to in their future. We have the shortest careers, position
careers. Yeah, missing
careers
training
in the NFL,
camp is not usually something that pays off.
Oh,
so
it doesn't pay off.
As a player?
No.
As far as the debates are concerned, I saw where one of the people actually put out a plan, something for them to debate the merits of tonight. Now, they all should do that. It's easy to say, oh, we should fix global warming. We should
yeah,
have
I really want,
oh, you mean policy?
Former NFL player,
former murderer,
who couldn't even spell a suicide note, tell me about the debates.
Which one of these candidates going to make murder legal? If it's your ex-wife, you can't go around murdering everybody, but your ex-wife, when Keith is blowing him, she's blowing Keith.
There were no Democrats. I wish there were no Republicans. I wish
you blowing kids with the kids in the house. I wish there were no murderers.
Even though we're married and I beat the shit out of you for years.
And wouldn't it be great if he ended everyone with, me and my two fists is leaving.
One of the truly great quotes of all time.
Hello, Twitter world. Me and my two fists are here.
On the pop culture front, I guess you'd call it, Katy Perry.
I told you, she's over.
She is so over.
She's been over.
She's busted.
Worse now.
Not just for plagiarizing a song, but for plagiarizing a Christian rap song. Okay, seriously, Shishal thought, what is Christian rap? There's Christian
it's
rap
coming.
Music?
It's on the come.
Really?
Yeah.
On the what?
It's on the come.
Hey, do they use the N-word in Christian rap?
No, they don't.
Wait, they don't say God's my N-word? Or,
you know. I used to listen to so much Christian
rap. Really?
Growing up, we were in the church, and they didn't really want us listening to AC/DC because that stood for Antichrist Devil's Child, apparently.
Ooh, I thought it was Christ Devil Comes. That's what I was always told.
I'm just saying, and they said Ozzy was, evil and satanic and stuff like this. So they made us listen to a lot of stuff like Newsboys and DC Talk and, stuff like that.
I remember DC Talk.
You know, you're Christian rock.
Yeah, they had a white guy.
What a striper.
Named Toby, and I still think he's successful, actually. And
he's a striper.
He raps.
Well, anyway, the thing about rap music, I'm surprised that there isn't more plagiarism. Now, this is about the music, not about the lyrics. I'm surprised there isn't more plagiarism sued over in the rap industry. Because
all their songs are the old songs.
There's not as much musicianship. There aren't as many instruments. You know, in rock, you may have strings, you may have organs, pianos. You may have three guitars, four guitars. You may have a drum kit. You may have a guy playing horns. There's a lot going on in a rock song, and there still is so much music that you have similarity. But in rap music, wouldn't you think there'd be more of this? Anyway, not good for Katy Perry.
I know.
I told you
she can't do anything.
Drop her tits out there.
Absolutely.
And go back to the top. That's all you got to do.
And I don't like the blonde hair either. I think that's a big mistake.
I don't know. I thought she looked good today.
She looks good.
Period. Remember, she screwed over those nuns, too? She's not a good track record ever since she left Christian music.
She does have Orlando Bloom's big dong, though.
Yeah.
So
He has a nice big consolation prize.
Yes.
He
has a huge dong.
From that picture.
Should we call Jonah back about Orlando Bloom's dong and claim it's 14 inches?
Of course. See, why not?
Why did he not answer? He always answers this, doesn't he?
He must be busy. Usually, he must be shopping with his mom again.
And then Celine Dion, who was married to a guy that was like 50 years older than her.
René
was a much older man. And he, of course, he was her, what's the word?
Muse?
Manager.
Muse manager. Yeah, he was her elder statesman, her mentor. Yeah. And then, of course, he got sick. And now Celine Dion is with a much younger man.
Who's gay.
Well, the gay part, I don't know why that didn't surprise me at all.
It
seemed like she might like being with a gay guy.
I think so.
Is she asexual? Because I'm not sure she ever has sex.
I think she is, but she has that one kid who thinks he's really cool.
Weird.
Remember
that
dude?
That was weird.
I think that was an accident. Like,
she's got to be adopted.
Like, Renee was beaten up.
That was her and Renee's kid?
Huh?
That was her and Renee's kid?
Yeah.
Maybe they're dry humping and something,
No. I think Renee was beating off, and she kicked the door open because it was locked, and so her legs were like this, and it shot right in there.
I heard the doctor told her it was a pre-cum pregnancy.
Oh.
I'm not just saying. Some people have been saying that for a long time.
I think
she was just dumbfounded about how she got pregnant. And I guess at some point, Renee was actually dry humping her. I don't know. Just saying.
Renee looks like a dry humper. Doesn't he?
Yeah.
I mean,
he wouldn't have the energy to get his pants off. And if he ever, when he did have intercourse, it was with his zipper open and she just fished it out. Whoever she was.
Barely.
And there's a lot of fishing.
Renee.
This is right under his head. It's all scarred from the zipper. It's calloused.
It's such a great day for women in pop culture. Ariana Grande has apologized for her JonBenet Ramsey joke.
I know. Good one.
Pete Davidson, by the way, wants off the earth. He's so upset about it. He wants off the earth.
No.
He's so angry.
You're not serious. Oh,
God. I'm not serious.
But see how like could happen?
I know. It seemed real. It's like he will make the most outrageous joke you've ever heard, and nobody will say anything. And then somebody else makes a, fairly tepid joke, and he's crying.
That was his allure at first, The first time I had ever seen him was when he was doing a roast, and he did a lot of 9/11 jokes. And then I learned afterwards that
his
father had passed. Actually, during the roast, because I think he mentioned that his father died, but... That was shocking. You didn't hear any 9/11 jokes prior to that.
Those would be fine.
I think I've ever heard one.
Except for Gilbert, like a week later.
Yeah, timing, I think. You can make a joke about 9/11. I just thought it was a little weird because his father died, but fine. I don't know.
Well, it'd be all the jokes would
if
be
you're
fine
gonna make edgy
if he wasn't
jokes,
so
though,
sensitive.
Don't go running off stage and crying exactly. and say you're going to kill yourself when somebody else makes a little joke.
Yeah.
Aunt Becky's brats are back on Instagram.
I think the correct phrase is they've broken their silence.
Yes. And it's news. It was actually news that Aunt Becky's brats are back on Instagram after they paid $500,000 to get them into USC, which the daughters are, or the one daughter, Olivia Jade, is not talking to Becky.
Say,
she's so angry because she spent $500,000 to get her into USC.
It wasn't her idea at all.
Does anybody care that the other girl has broken her silence?
No.
No, only and by the way, Olivia Jade.
They broke their silence on Instagram to wish Aunt Becky, Lori Loughlin, is that her name?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, because you can't, it doesn't count if it's not on Instagram.
Oh, I know.
You can't, they couldn't have just called her or hugged her in person and wished her happy birthday.
Yeah. They were right in the next room, weren't they?
They were probably. Right they were. She probably typed it right in front of Aunt Becky.
When's Loughlin going to jail?
You know it's not.
She faces up to 40 years.
It's not about the happy birthday. It's to show a unified front.
Oh, God. A unified front? Yeah. Against what?
I don't know. The girls benefited from her crime.
You know, I'm so stuck on sentencing lately because the whole, you know, what's his name? Epstein does. What's his first name?
Jeffrey
Epstein. Does 13 months. For molesting hundreds of girls. The guy that has sex with one 17-year-old who is his student, he's 43, and he has sex with her at the Red Roof Inn. They catch him in the parking lot. He gets 7 to 15 years, and Aunt Becky faces 40 years for bribing USC to get the kid in. I want the judge to just throw the book at her.
Yeah, white collar.
40 years.
I was shocked that she's 55. Did you know she was 55?
She'll be in there till she's 95.
She's great looking.
She might be the best looking 55-year-old.
She looks really good.
I still think she's one of Jerry Seinfeld's best looking girlfriends on the show. Bloop. No question.
Don't forget that
a few of those.
They got to write all that money off. So just kind of tax evasion.
I know, but 40 years?
That fucker.
I mean, she would be eligible for parole when she's 89, I guess.
She'll still look good. Some guy will still want a boner.
Why do they even tell us she faces up to 40 years?
That seemed a little excessive.
Up to 40 years?
So excessive.
Really?
No, because you've got to stop those white-collar crimes, man.
That's so excessive.
I don't want people cheating the system.
I'm tired. It's not the long sentences that bother me. It's the short sentences that bother me. I want to be, part of me thought, 7 to 15 for the thing with the senior basketball player?
Yeah.
Seemed a little strong. But then when you're looking at the Epstein story, which I'm reading every day, it's like, oh my God, that's a really... But I'm not mad that the guy got 7 to 15. I'm mad that these people who spend all this money and have all this power and they weasel out of everything. O.J. Simpson's now on Twitter giving fantasy football advice to a million people. He's now an influencer.
Yours truly.
And then
speaking of Epstein, you see the Epstein story today?
Oh, there's so many stories about him. Which one?
When they searched his house in 2005 on that search warrant, what they found? That there were nude pictures of girls, throughout his whole house.
Yeah, child porn.
But like framed and everything. And it was the girls that were they were actually investigating.
So
how old were the girls?
You know, how could Alexander Acosta hold that press conference where he acted like he did such an ass-kicking job getting 13 months for this guy.
Plus, they found plenty of hidden cameras and clocks and the library and a bunch of hidden cameras.
Not to mention, they found evidence that his attorneys offered a plea to obstruction because he was tampering with witnesses and offering people money. And they just said, oh, no, forget about that. We don't need a plea. We're not
He's bad.
We're not going to bother with that. And then Nicki Minaj went to get a marriage license to wed her murder rapist / boyfriend.
Cool.
That's good.
She's going to marry that guy.
Glad they're together. Good for her.
Yeah. No, great
love.
Couple.
True love.
Wonderful couple. And let's see. You know, I was going to mention a couple things about movies. Has anybody seen The Spectacular Now?
No, I've never even heard of it.
Miles Teller?
No, I love him. He's
the drunk
great.
Kid.
Yeah.
He was really good in this movie. I thought it was a good movie. And the female is Shailene Woodley.
She's
great,
really
too.
Yeah.
She's hot.
She was
hot.
Yeah.
She's
pretty. She was hot. And then I don't find her attractive anymore after watching Big Little Lies.
How come? You
I
didn't
don't
like
know.
Her bangs?
I don't think she looks good enough.
I heard an interview with her. And
she's a weirdo.
She's like a hippie kind of
chick. Very
hippie. Yeah, she's a hippie chick.
She probably smells.
She probably does. That's okay.
What's that movie about, though?
It's about a kid. It's from 2013, so it's 6 years old. But I'd never seen it, and I never heard of it. And he's playing this kind of wacky senior kid who drinks a lot, like too much, like during the day sometimes. He doesn't care about college, doesn't really care if he graduates. But he's a real funny guy. He reminded me of John Cusack.
Oh, okay.
It reminded me of the, you know, the boombox on the Say Anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Except more of a drinker. I never expected to think of Miles Teller as John Cusack younger.
I think that's a good comparison. He's a really good actor.
Yeah, and he's a goofball like a Cusack character. Cusack, by the way, I don't know. It's like I don't feel like I don't know him anymore. He's so stuck on Trump.
Yeah.
It's like, can we bring him back? Can we tell him that Trump was impeached or something, or
big
just knock him
star,
out?
You know
or...
what? He died. He died.
Has Cusack done a good movie in 10 years?
Oh, that's
Hot
a great
tub
question.
Time Machine.
Gross Point Blank.
That's longer than 10 years
old.
Right?
Like 20 years old.
What was Hot Tub Time Machine?
2010.
Okay, so that barely. How about the last 8 years?
I mean, is Hot Tub Time Machine, is he really that good in that
movie? I like the movie a lot.
Is he? I don't remember him in it or the movie that well. I remember more. Wait, who's the guy? I remember the guy from Seinfeld in that movie. Not Seinfeld, from The Office.
Craig Roberts.
Yeah, he was great.
How did he fall off the face of the earth? Hollywood style, you know.
He died.
Who?
Cusack.
Cusack, I think he's done movies, but
all he wants to do now is tweet about politics,
and
that's
vape.
It.
And exactly. Vape watching the Cubs game and not stand up for the anthem.
Yeah, even at the Cubs game, though, it looked to me like he really didn't want to stand up. He said he was slow getting up, but I wondered about it. I don't know. He just seemed so miserable about Trump.
He's got a ton of direct-to-video movies in the last
That's kind of what
seven
I thought.
Years.
Yeah, he's doing the movies. They're just not good.
Ever since Hot Tub Time Machine, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 straight-to-video movies.
Well, is part of the problem that he's not an action hero guy?
It could be. I mean, I don't know any of these movies. It could be great.
And then I liked it. I thought it was a good movie. And Shailene Woodley's great. You know, she's
Brian Wilson in a movie?
Brian Wilson?
Yeah. Did you see John Cusack playing Brian Wilson?
Oh, the Beach Boys?
Yeah.
Brian Wilson? No. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
But I thought Miles Teller was great in this movie. I liked him better in this movie than any movie I've seen him in, and I've seen him in
better
a couple
than,
pretty good movies.
Better than...
What movie is that?
The drumming movie.
Oh!
He used to do that? To
yeah, he was better than that guy. That guy I got tired of after a while, and his stupid teacher. And then I went to...
Have you seen War Dogs with Miles Teller?
War Dogs.
And Jonah,
yes,
Jonah Hill.
Yes,
I like
yes.
that movie.
It was okay. Yeah. It was all right. I liked it okay. And I also like the movie where he's one of three dudes
yeah,
who are trying to get laid.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. What is that called? Is that Project
that
X?
Is that what it is?
I think you're right, yeah.
Or is it 21?
No, not Project X.
Project
that's
X
the guy that has the
movie.
Party.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
I love that movie. So, I haven't seen that in a million years. I want to see that movie again.
I think Miles Teller might be the best actor ever.
He's pretty good. Is he? He's in Project X?
Yeah.
Which guy is he in Project X?
He plays
Miles.
Go figure.
Wait, he's not the guy that lives in the house that has the party, is he?
I don't think so.
No.
Who was that? Because I don't remember who that guy was, but
21
I thought he was
and
really
over.
Good.
And 21 and Over is good. That's the one you're
21 and Over is okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to see that movie. I want to see that.
So, anyway, I was going to mention the movie I saw at the Main Art before I went to Chicago.
Ooh.
Echo in the Canyon. Yeah, they do have
is
some.
It about eating?
There's some artsy fartsy stuff there. No. It's about Laurel Canyon and all the music. CSNY lived there in their separate domains. Joni Mitchell, Jackson Browne, Warren Zevon, Mamas and the Papas. It was just became a place that the landscape became dotted with all these writers and musicians. And, you know, this is in the mid 60s. The Byrds lived there.
Oh, wow.
Roger McGuinn and David Crosby and, you know, on and on and on. It was just an incredible pile of talent. Frank Zappa. And they had some of the people in the movie, and it was all about what Laurel Canyon was like living there at that time and all the music that came out of it. And I watched the trailer, and of course the music's great, and they created a current band with Beck and Jacob Dylan and a few other people. I can't think of off the top of my head. And they sounded good playing the songs that these people wrote in the 60s. And I've seen the same thing done for the band's basement tapes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the band as in Robbie Robertson and, oh, God, what are the band guys' names? The great drummer who sang The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. The Weight. The band were a very influential band in upstate New York in the late 60s, early 70s. The Big Pink.
Didn't Joan Baez do the day?
She had the hit with it.
Yeah.
But the band did the best version of it, and they wrote it, I believe. Anyway, they had some tapes they had made with Dylan that went around, and all the bands heard the band's basement tapes, or bootlegs. And they were songs that were unfinished, and they played them kind of ragged, and everybody loved the band's style. They loved their musicianship, and they loved the writing, and of course, with Dylan in the band, or playing with them, and not playing in them, they were great either way. But these bootleg tapes just went around and around and around, and they became famous with musicians, and then people started getting it. It just became a big, big thing. So they got all these current musicians to take the basement tapes and produce the songs like they were being produced, which is not what they were at the time. They were just those guys playing in a house in upstate New York. So I think that's where they got the idea from, to have current people play songs.
This is Jacob Dylan and Beck.
Doesn't sound bad.
Well, Jacob Dylan seemed like sang almost every song, which annoyed me.
I'm looking at the soundtrack. Song one is featuring Jacob Dylan and Jade Castrinos. This is Jacob Dylan and Beck. Jacob Dylan and Cat Power. Jacob Dylan and Josh Homme. Jacob Dylan and Fiona Apple.
How do you have Josh Homme and Beck, and Jacob Dylan is singing all the songs?
I know. I'd rather hear those two and not Jacob Dylan.
You know, One Headlight was cool, but has he done anything else?
One Headlight was cool. Barely. Barely.
The Wallflowers were just... I mean, honestly, if Jacob Dylan wasn't in that band, would anyone have paid any attention to the Wallflowers?
No.
They did the Difference. I remember that song.
I don't know. I was really not...
Was the movie good?
The movie was good because the music was great from that period. And, you know, they had David Crosby and they had some other... Jackson Browne and a lot of other people from that period that were interviewed. Don Henley. The Eagles were there, too. And I like that part, but
Jacob Dylan.
There was too much Jacob Dylan in the music, and then there was too much Jacob Dylan, who was supposedly having, you know, these conversations that they were taking clips of. And these guys would say these really sort of seminal quotes, these really stoic, great quotes, and Jacob Dylan would just be standing there with this blank face, and he would never respond. It was just like,
hi,
he was just
Dylan,
there.
I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah, I'm just here to hear some stoic quote and act very unaffected by it.
Dylan! And, you son of a bitch.
I don't know. I thought it was weird. I'm dying to talk to somebody else who's seen this and find if they thought that Jacob Dylan made the whole thing kind of awkward. It would have been great if he wasn't in the shot, if the person was just saying this stuff and he wasn't in the picture. And then at the end of the movie, I'm thinking, why so much damn Jacob Dylan? What does he have to do with any of this other than he's Bob's kid? And I wanted to hear Beck more, because I love Beck. And then the other thing was, I thought he made the audio of these people sort of talking. I thought he just made it weird and awkward by being in. And then at the end of the documentary, it says, starring Jacob Dylan. Who's ever seen a documentary that stars someone?
Well, it also says it's written by two people.
The documentary is written?
It says directed by Andrew
Slater.
It's
produced. It's put together. But I never thought of documentaries as like a script.
No.
I mean, the music wrote the script, didn't it?
Yeah. That's really
weird. Found him very annoying, and I hope. And I'm not saying don't see it, because the music's great and those people are fascinating, and I love seeing them get an hour and 22 minutes of time. However, I wish they had left him the fuck out of it, but maybe he financed it.
Let's talk about some music
for that movie.
What's that?
Was it a packed theater?
No, but there were some people there.
Maybe his dad financed it. Maybe Bob financed it.
Yeah, I don't know. Bob probably would do something like that. Anyway, the dog days of summer are here, and that can only mean one thing. The boner line's coming up. Yeah. That's actually not what it means, but Zod Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is on fire with the summer clearance event. The all-new 2020 models are on their way, and our friends at Zot need to make some room, so it's time for the lowest of the low lease payments on your next new ride from Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. If you've been waiting for the summer clearance event, it's time. Here you go. Lease a new 19 Jeep Compass as low as $166 a month. Or a 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $240 a month. And then Ram trucks. People always like to hear about Ram trucks. Lease a new 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $149 a month. During Zot's summer clearance event, the longer you wait, the fewer low-priced rides you'll have to choose from. So don't delay. Surf their soon not to be massive inventory at dealsinthed.com as they get those 2020s in. Hall Financial, well, the hotline's been busy today with attempts anyway. They're the top mortgage company in Michigan for client service. Big supporters of our show. Lower payments, better options, more personal attention. David Hall and Hall Financial, the team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or refinance. And I just got a note from, I want to say it was Ken. Let me see if I can find that real fast. It was an email I read just before the show, and he was saying,
Ken.
I can.
It's hard when you have two emails because then you're never sure which one it's in. And yeah, it was Ken. It was Ken. Ken was saying that he had such a great experience with Hall Financial that he has gotten two friends who are also getting refis done from Hall Financial. Now, I don't even know if they listen to the show, so I don't know if the sheriff's going to give us proper credit for this.
You should get it.
We should.
Through Ken.
We absolutely. Don't take it from us. Listen to the great things all these people say about Hall Financial. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. You will not be disappointed. You can also go to the website, Drew and Mike Show. Click the link. Fill out the form. They'll get back to you in no time so you can start saving money faster on your refi. 19-day average versus the industry average of 44 days. Hall Financial, 248-308-5000. Many ways to contact them. You won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435.
Dweller H.
And let me kill a minute before I mention one more thing, and then we'll do the boner line. And that is that Brandon was putting the prep together today, and I know he got very, very angry.
Uh-oh.
Yes, there was a new millennial survey.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with you?
This was not a survey I think millennials would be proud of, although I have very mixed feelings about this, because it's funny how much millennials get ripped on.
Yeah.
And then I usually find myself going, but that's not really their fault. Because, you know, in this case, the survey is about...
Oh, it's boomers' fault.
Yeah. The headline is, allowance forever? Some millennials still take money from parents. Well, that's not really news. But it is news that...
Why are they giving it to them?
No, that's what I always say. And by the way, you know, millennials wanting to get ninth place ribbons every 5 minutes or whatever, doesn't that stem from getting too much reinforcement as a child, being told you're the greatest all the time?
You got it, yeah. You tell
I don't blame them.
Suck.
Although you'd think maybe after a couple of years in the workplace, they'd sort of realize that things are different. Anyway, 46% admit their parents help them with basic costs, cell phone, groceries, or rent. Due to, it's not enough just to say that, well, they get a lot of help from their parents. Due to lower salary.
Oh, come on. The economy's killing it right now.
Is the average salary for a college graduate really lower than it was in, say, 2000?
I don't think so.
I don't either.
Do you believe wages have increased more than inflation has?
Well, wait. No, but they aren't growing as fast, but they're still higher.
I just don't think that salaries are on any horrible downward trend. I mean, I'm talking about somebody getting out of college with engineering degree, which is not everyone, or somebody getting out of college with a business degree. Are salaries really lower? I don't know. I mean, it seems like we're talking about all these people like they all have the same experience, and of course they don't. But 46% is a lot to be helping parents.
They do like having experiences.
They do.
Together.
So anyway, their parents are helping them with cell phones, groceries, and rent. And then this is due to lower salaries, high cost of living, and student debt. But the exes had student debt. They didn't have as much.
Aren't the student debts going to be forgiven? You don't hear us whining about it.
Sounds like they might be, man.
There you go.
Will you be giving allowance?
This is a generation that is willing to pay dues.
To Lily, Abby, and Maddie when they're, say, 28, 29? Will they be on the cell phone plan?
If I'm okay, if we're doing all right, Kathy. Sure, what the hell?
Abby!
I got to tell you, though.
Do you have any strong feelings about, once you're on your own, you're on your own?
Not really.
I'm going to defend. Does your dad give you allowance?
No, Sammy's never gave me allowance.
When's the last time you got something from Sammy just because you needed money?
I think
you're 35 and you just went, Sammy, I'm really short this month.
We're at the track, once a year at least, because it's Hambletonian weekend, so I'll see Dad this weekend.
Oh, nice.
So, he'll spot me a bet or two here.
Daddy.
A bet or two? That's not exactly allowance.
He's going up to the window. Dad, give me 20 on the 5. All right. Put 20 on the 5.
Wasn't that kind of like taking you out to lunch?
It's kind of like taking me out to lunch. But then we make up for it.
I kind of want to defend them, though, because of the way phone deals are now to a point.
Phone plans?
Yeah.
Family plan is better than...
Oh, yeah.
Bentley was on his family's plan for what? Till last year, almost.
Seemed he was a little slow paying the bill, though, to his mom.
Of course, yeah.
Hi, Jim. Thank you.
I don't think Mrs. Bentley, I don't think she was even in that deal.
I saw a great picture of him yesterday with his babies. He looks like such a good dad.
Bloop.
it was heartwarming.
Was it really?
Yeah, I know, Jim.
Were you down in the dumps and that warmed your heart?
I smiled big time.
You know what's funny about Jim? He's one of those mellow parents who, like, he comes over here. His kids are just running in circles, and they got three iPads in their hands, and he's like not the least bit uptight.
No,
and then you could have somebody else come over with their one child who's less active, and they're going, "Hey!" They're screaming at him every 5 seconds.
Wait, you saying that's me?
No.
To most everybody, except some call him Stinky and some call him Buddy. Once you've met
13% of millennials have no savings. I didn't think that number was high at all.
13%?
13%.
Well, that means that's a lot. 20. Or 87
solid.
Oh, you see how long it took me to do that, man?
I was surprised 87% of millennials would have savings.
Yeah, that's a lot of that's a big group to have savings.
They said 60% have less than $5,000 in savings. I didn't think that number was that bad. Terrible either.
Oh, come on.
But you know, if you're talking about a cell phone bill, I don't think that's a big deal. But I don't know, these stories more or less I'm starting to think that sounds about right, whereas I used to go, "Oh my God, they get loans for 35 years, what the fuck?" It just seems like it's just the way it is.
Did you ever get an allowance?
When I was 35?
No, when you were young.
When I was a kid?
I never got an allowance.
I don't think I got allowance per se. I had a paper out for a long time. So I had my own money.
So did I.
I had my own cash. But yeah, I got money here and there for stuff.
Yeah.
Just like allowance. Kind of like your dad making a bet for you.
They bought us clothes and stuff like that.
Well, yeah. I mean, they were our parents.
Yeah.
They didn't pay for our shit.
They paid for our food.
But after I got out of college, I would never think of calling my parents going, "Yeah, you know what? I just spent too much money this month. It's crazy." Or, you know, "I want this place, and if you give me $600 a month, I can afford it." That one always throws me, but I forgot who it was, but it was somebody was talking about they were going to New York for why do people go to New York?
Why not?
For modeling or not modeling. I don't know what it was.
Modeling
anyway,
competition. No, it's Shanghai.
Modeling
pepperoni in New York.
Anyway, they didn't have a job. They had some money. They'd been out of school for a couple of years. Yeah, it was for work, you know, because if I'm going to do this, I got to go to New York. I don't remember the whole story. Anyway.
Internship.
So she was going to get this place, and she ended up, in my opinion, the way the story was told, it sounded like things got a little dramatic. Like, "Yeah, this place really sucks, but I'm okay because, you know, I got to, you know, do what I want to do." And it became one of those things. "Well, we can't ever live in a place like that. Okay, we'll send you $1,000 a month, and you can live here." And it's like, okay.
Oh God, it was a great setup.
And then it seems that that's gone on for quite a number of years, the $1,000 a month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a good gig.
Was she in a rent-control apartment for $1,000?
No, it was more like a $2,300 apartment, but she only could swing $1,300.
Oh, okay.
And nobody wants her to get, you know, beaten up all the time.
She's probably got a couple of roommates, so she's probably making money on the deal.
Might be.
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounded like she wasn't really ready to give it up either.
Regarding savings, I was watching...
blame her.
This is a while ago. I was watching a true crime story, and the husband murdered the wife. They had separated, so he murdered.
Shocking.
And the defense was like... Because it was about money, you know, the insurance or whatever. And they're like, "Well, he had this much money in his 401k, and he was making this money." And they're going through his money.
He didn't need the money.
And I was sitting there going, "I'm doing better than this guy." And then it hit me that... He's a murderer. I'm comparing myself to a murderer. Why am I trying to make myself feel better?
You know what amazes me?
Of course, I'm going to do better than a murderer. I didn't murder anyone.
Yeah, you're murder free
so far.
You're at zero on the murder scale.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why, again, I can't believe people are actually watching OJ Simpson's going, "Oh, I like that." Boop. Like, you know, "Oh, I'm going to retweet that great advice about the Kansas City quarterback." Boop, boop. Killed two people.
Don't you think people are doing that mostly for a laugh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Even though it's, you know, sad what happened, obviously.
Yeah.
Sad what happened.
I think so.
I know he was innocent.
So, anyway, what were you saying before that, Mark?
I don't know. I spaced out.
Well, then I will mention we need to get the boner line or something else.
Are we going to watch Cops?
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah, we got to watch Cops.
Got new Cops.
I've
oh,
got,
my God.
I've got
that's
soft
huge.
Rock, and I've made it even a better segment.
This is a four-hour show today?
You've gotten involved in the writing of Soft Rock?
I just want to say it's expanding more than Soft Rock.
You haven't read it
well,
yet, have you?
Let's do this. Let's quickly mention
no, I don't
that most of us are secure with our finances right now, hopefully.
We are.
We might not be as prepared as we need to be when planning for our future financial obligations, whether it be life insurance.
I couldn't honestly tell you.
College saving plans or tax-deferred investments. Luke Nowacki can help answer all your questions and help plan your future finances. There's nothing wrong with wanting help in this area, and I think a lot of people would love to get help, but just don't make the call. You know, I'm only 39, and I got time. Nah, the sooner you do this, I think the better. I think you'll be happy you called Luke, and you'll enjoy meeting him. Mm-hmm. The last thing you want is retirement to have to listen to Juice remind you that he's letting you drive his car or that he pays for everything around here. Call Luke at 248-663-4748. Set up your complimentary appointment and talk about whatever it is. Trudy talked about medical insurance, and he was a great help to her. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned and other entities. Under our marketing names, product services, reps here are independent of Royal Alliance.
I pay for everything around here.
Spend
right?
your money well.
I will mention that I saw the, before we do the boner line, I saw this 2-hour thing last night on Todd Kohlhepp.
Todd Kohlhepp?
He's the guy that murdered 7 people.
And Todd!
They busted him because these 2 people were clearing land. He had 95 acres. And they were clearing some brush for him.
Oh, great.
It was crazy. They were never seen again. And he said, they were only here for an hour. And they were really there. Their phones said they were there for like 5 hours. And then they were nowhere.
Where did this happen?
South Carolina.
Okay.
2013.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
So then they find
that
there's a girl chained in a trailer. And they open it up.
Storage container.
And there she is. And she's kind of cute, too. And he's, by the way, he raped her every day, and he produced notes. He had made her write notes saying how much she liked sex with him and she wanted more. And so he still to this day says, oh, she wanted it. This case is bullshit. She wanted to screw me.
Oh, and she wanted to be chained up?
Guess so.
That was part
she didn't
of
mind. And what he murdered her boyfriend in front of her.
I remember that, yeah.
And he murdered another couple that were clearing brush there, too. And then he was so cocky with the girl who wanted so much sex with him that he happened to spill to her that back in 2003, he was the guy who murdered 4 people in a motorcycle store.
Yeah.
Because he bought a motorcycle there, it was stolen, and he thought they stole it back from him. So he went in there, took out all 4 of them, and left without a trace of DNA, nothing. It was unsolved. They had no tips whatsoever until this girl was unchained, and she said, yeah, he killed the 4 people in Anderson, South Carolina, too, he told me. So
did he tell her as he was laying next to her after sex, smoking a cigarette?
Maybe, in a refractory moment.
Post-coitus.
By the way, should we? Anyway, that story has some incredible audio of this guy.
Really?
Talking
Isn't
to people.
Isn't he a load? Isn't he kind of
Oh, he's
gumpy,
such a load, Mark. And he raped
the girl. He's a realtor.
Girl.
Yeah.
He started off.
He had his own real estate company. He raped a girl when he was 15. Yeah,
that's how he started.
Just like the school shooting guys that got out, he got out when he was 21. Even though he raped a girl at gunpoint.
Not only did he rape her.
Oh, I forgot about this part.
He got in the wrong hole.
Well,
she kind of.
She thought.
Yeah, she
that
thought
was
that.
Not where he wanted it, but that might have been where he wanted it.
Even though she called him a dummy for missing
the
hole.
Yeah, she said, you're a dumbass. You don't even know which hole to put it in. I thought it was weird that she.
Where was this story?
That she added that to the story.
Where was this at?
It was on ID.
That's a weird
I was surprised about her color commentary regarding that. I would have thought maybe she would. That seems like it could have made him mad, too. But anyway, that reminds me of the record refractory period on The Bachelor.
Pete.
There was speculation, and I don't want to get into who was in on this, but it was going on somewhere nearby, and I did catch a glimpse of it, that the first 2 times they had sex. And then the third time,
he was done.
To shorten his refractory period, he was out.
He was done.
He was like, you know, I need some pizza or something.
Yeah, he needed a break.
I wish you would turn into a beer. And then she said she wanted on the back 9.
Yeah.
And that got him excited again.
Right away.
And then the 4th time was out of the question. The guy was like in almost permanent refraction.
I'm finished.
And apparently she said something about wanting to do ATM or I don't know what's crazy. And that got him excited again. Exactly. So that's how there was that Pete's, record refraction.
Pete Peter woke up for a fourth time.
Just a theory.
Yeah.
You don't think he was faking it?
I don't know. He had to get something going, right?
Just lay a ding-a-ling on a popsicle stick and put a couple rubber bands around it. And you can say, you know, sorry, it's not like the old days, but it's going to have to do, you know.
Don't forget, he probably.
Is that you? Psycho Pete?
He was dry humped earlier than that as
that's
well.
That's right.
It could have been like 6-7 times.
Refreshed. God, she likes to dry hump. Anyway, that's.
More than Renee.
Renee? No, I don't know about more than Renee. No, well, one Renee, with Renee, he was too lazy to take his pants off, though. I'm not sure he liked it that much. And he did have those consistent injuries from his zipper. Renee.
Celine.
Renee had the most beat up
no
penis.
More Celine, please.
He looked just like him.
Anyway, yeah, we got to get into cops. That's exciting. Okay. And we also have to talk about Ilum owner Omar, the representative. Is Ilum, is that how you say it? Ilum? I just know she's part of the squad, as Trump calls them.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of mystery, some new mystery man. And
cool.
I thought that Brandon and I were trying to dig through it and understand it. It was hard to decipher.
It's a mystery.
Sounds super hard.
But let's listen to the Boner line and see what people are talking about who listen to the show and are reflecting back their opinions at 209-66 Boner on this Maz Day.
Start your engines.
Let's go.
Brandon and Mark, you guys kill it on the drops every single show. Love, Drew, Trudy, Maz. Love you, Jagger.
Love you, Jagger.
You were talking the other day about people living at home longer than they used to. And what's really funny is I'll point this out, and now you're all going to notice it. Watch how many commercials are on television now where the people that are the subject of the commercial are parents and their adult children living at home. There's insurance commercials like that. I noticed there was like a grocery store commercial like that. Just like you said, got the parents and their kids look like they're like 30.
Commercials have the power to change the world.
Hi, Mommy.
So I'm listening to you talk about dog licenses and why would anybody need that? If you take your dog to a dog park, you have to have a license. And to get the license, they have to have all their shots or some shit like that. So that's why people need licenses. Or if you travel with your animal.
Tell you the truth, brother, between you and me, that thing with the dog is coming off a little fruity.
The mental health days for our young youths of today. I don't get it at all. I feel like a really old 40-year-old. What the hell is happening? What's going to happen when they get out in the workaday world where, you know, you have to go? You got bills, children to feed. You stay home from school because you just can't, you don't have the willpower to go. Well, what you gonna do when you're sitting at home all day? You're gonna sit on your fucking phone and read more bad tweets about you or whatever. Oh my god. Idiocracy is happening.
Oh, is someone not feeling well?
Don't feel good.
To add on to the whole mental health day thing, yeah, I'm totally in favor with it. I'm on Maz's side.
Yeah.
Just because, like, there's a lot of pressure put on school students. Some people deal with it in different ways.
The kids are soft.
And yeah, the policy could get violated at any one point, but that's just the thing you deal with. There's a lot of pressure put on kids that can lead to anxiety and other issues. Like that, Drew, and Mark, Brandon, but not Maz. Maz is good.
I don't care for that guy.
Me neither. Too soft.
I lost my job in the last couple of days.
You're fired.
And then all of a sudden, I've watched Star Trek, Voyager. It almost made me feel like Tony Z from Immortal Sin, you know? But I'm not living with a parent.
A rock and roll!
This was from a few months ago, and I can't get it out of my head. Drew said he microwaved nachos.
Nacho, nacho, man.
Microwave nachos, that sounds so wet and gross and soggy. Ugh, I just can't stop thinking about it, and it just floors me. How does he still microwave nachos?
I want to be a nacho, man.
Hey, Drew, Mr. Rock Dog. He actually dug deep enough, you know, Jack White and a buddy put out a record, actually, under the band name The Upholsterers.
Me off. Jack.
Hey, dipshit.
It's nice to see you again, Mr. Insult.
It wasn't 600,000 people who lost power. It was 600,000 buildings, including businesses and homes. It was well over a million of us that lost power.
Well, I use a calculator for that.
Will you shut the fuck up about the Beatles?
I don't want to hear your whining.
Hey, just wanted to say I went to Vince Neil at Sterling Fest this weekend and can't confirm there were zero hey-hey's to the the crowd.
Hey, Dennis.
Hey, Kathy.
Hey, Vince Neil here. How's it going?
Hey, Drew, to answer your question, does anybody hate on Zeppelin? I hate Zeppelin.
He hates you!
I hate Robert Plant. I don't know if it's because I grew up with classic rock, always on the radio all the time. I don't know. I hate Zeppelin. I love the Beatles. I hate Zeppelin. Also, I play the drums and John Bonham sucks.
I hate you and remember that scumbag forever.
How did you not know that Master Puppets was about drugs? Chop your breakfast on a mirror? You fucking kidding me, dude? Do you even listen to fucking music?
I'm sorry.
Drew, if you can go 1 week without mentioning the Beatles, I will actually kiss you with my butthole.
He can actually kiss you with his butthole.
I just wanted to chime in about Tops. I don't like those shows, but I gotta say, from a bit standpoint, it's a good feature. I guess keep it up.
Just shut up, son, and all you are in trouble, mate. Just get out of here.
I'm a huge fan of the Cops segment. I'm currently stuck here in a shithole hotel in the middle of nowhere, Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
You ain't dead.
And the only thing on is Cops. And I'm severely entertained watching this white trash guy get tased repeatedly by these cops screaming, trying not to let go of his cell phone.
Don't tase me, bro! Don't tase me!
Another best of.
Oh, what are you gonna do, cry now?
So you come back on Monday with a best of, and it's awful. And then you drop the Monday episode on for Tuesday, and it's awful. I don't know what's going on, guys, but get your fucking shit together.
Oh, what, you gonna cry? No, go ahead, cry. Let me see you. Let me see you cry.
Another best of? Come on, man. You guys just had a fucking week off. Jesus fucking Christ on a bike with no seat, man. Hey, what's with the best of for Friday and then no best of for Saturday and Sunday and then another best of for Monday morning? What the fuck, guys? I'm not even going to listen to this best of. You're not going to get my download. The fuck?
I saw this guy cry one time.
Why do you do this to me?
I don't want no tissue.
Man up. Stop crying.
What's with this best of shit? Sitting here paying $0 for your podcast. Log on. Best of. What the fuck?
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
You're talking about not doing the best of. Take some time off. You guys do fucking 5 shows a week. Like, I'm still working through February episodes. There's plenty of shit for us to listen to. Take some time off.
Thank you.
Holy shit, I'm listening to the best of audio separated at birth. Barney, the toilet commode king guy, he sounds exactly like the Olong John Silvercat.
The king of the commode.
Mike Clark's laugh is better than any laugh I've ever heard in my life. I was fucking shitting myself just listening to him laugh. God, I miss that guy. Love the show. Thanks for your service.
Thank you for your service.
See ya.
Thank you for your service. I can't imagine why I feel guilty when we don't do a show on a day that we're expected to do
a show.
Wasn't
that a mental? Wasn't that a mental day that you guys took off?
A mental health day?
Yeah, mental health day.
Well, there were
you're entitled
that were,
to them.
Not when you still work.
Multiple people that were out of town and people that were sick. So, Sorry.
Sorry. I know, we got time off, and of course, I got sick, so that was
did
fun.
Did you?
Yeah, Mark was sick.
Yeah, the worst sore throat I've ever had in my life.
Did you get checked into the ER? Did you go into the hospital?
No. No, because most people don't go to the ER for a sore throat.
Your loss.
My loss? No, my win. I didn't have to spend time at the ER. Who wants to go to the ER?
Nobody wants to.
Some mighty salty language on that best boner line.
People are mad about doing bestos.
Shall we do Cops
first? Yeah, queued up.
Okay. Matt, you ready on the best in soft rock?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Speed forward here.
I watched this episode. There's an unforgettable shirtless scene.
Oh, really?
Unforgettable.
I assume.
One of the best all time.
Really?
Yes. Raction?
No, yes. It's a dude with a rack. I'm not kidding. Possibly C cups.
I'm a little
and
upset.
He's not that
you,
fat.
I'm a little upset you watched this.
I think he's on female hormones.
You can't guess these now.
Okay, get ready. This guy, oh my God.
6124, subject is South, correction, Northbound Avenue V.
Yeah, roger that, over.
Got him?
What did this guy do? What do we know about him?
He's running from the cops. I think they've got
jumping the fence westbound from V.
Well, you want to drive down that? I want to drive down that alley. That looks like a blast.
You want to make any predictions? They're chasing a guy who I think left in
warrants
with somebody driving a stolen car. And yes, they are going to find him. And you want to predict anything that they're going to find out about him when they find him, or that they know
warrants,
already?
Multiple warrants.
Yes,
I got to go with he's a meth head.
Well, I can't imagine him having anything on him because he's running, so he should be throwing things away.
Oh, good point. Except for weapons. I mean, they're probably a dumb weapon. I'm going to go off the board and say maybe he's got like a knife on him, like a small knife.
How many teeth does he have?
I think I'd predict a pocket knife too if I hadn't seen this.
How many teeth does he have?
He has more teeth than he probably should. I'll put it that way. That's okay, kind of a hint.
He's a meth head.
And I'm going to guess that he's running because he's scared.
No, he runs all the time. This guy just likes to run. He's just involved in a lot of shit.
He's in good shape.
He's always on the run.
I thought you were saying he's like a competitive runner.
He's in good shape.
He's a professional criminal.
Okay. Is somebody getting or
not? That's a pretty unique move, too.
He's going to go back to 47th Street.
We're driving down an alley, and he's running through yards.
I'm on
so they got to turn back onto the street and see if they can cut him off as he comes through on the next street.
Oh, God, I'm running.
Okay, they're on the street again.
Okay, he is coming out on 48th, I believe.
He sounds like Dale Baskets from Baskets. A little bit.
He's on the roof.
He's on the roof.
How excited he is.
Hiding on the roof.
Always have a checkbook. Always writing checks. Get off the roof now! 2309.
How do you get on the roof?
This guy's got to climb a fence because it
won't
open.
Oh, don't try to open that gate. Yeah, there you go, my man. Oh.
Jump in the fence into the...
Oh. Sign that guy.
He's on to the next street.
Sign that guy up, man.
No, he's quick.
He's got some leaps.
I would go two streets over to get this guy.
You like this cop in his jeans?
The alley to the south, jeans.
Hey, I got this surgery. He's become highly recommended on Yelp and some bus stations, and he says that I need surgery.
This guy's pretty squirrely. There he is. They got
him. Up.
I think he ran out of steam, as you'll see. There's a reason for that.
6123 got one in custody.
Why is he high?
He is so high. Try to understand what he's saying, by the way, when you're talking.
Is it heroin?
It's meth.
49th Street.
That's why he's running so well.
49th. True.
This guy just pants that.
You got anything on me? You just gonna poke me?
I don't believe so. Anything?
You use points?
I couldn't understand what he was saying.
No needles? No, sir.
What?
Anything? I might have a pocket knife. I don't know.
Hey!
Got a lot of gold on.
By the way, if you're carrying a pocket knife, don't you know that?
I would think so. Well, but this guy, again, listen to what he said.
Himself.
I could not understand him. I listened twice.
He's playing it safe.
Where you shop at?
My homeboy.
What are you looking at?
So what'd you run for?
I don't know.
What'd you run?
Probably not. I know I have a revoked PR bar.
You got like 3 felony warrants out for your arrest at least.
I know of it.
I didn't know of it.
Stand up.
Whoa.
And then you ran from an officer the other day in a stolen car, did you not?
No, sir.
Yeah, you did.
Why did you talk that way?
No, he's not.
Where's Destiny at? She at the house, dude?
What house? I'm homeless.
You just left the house, did you not?
What house? I'm homeless.
What house?
Dwayne's house.
Huh?
Dwayne's house.
I don't know exactly whose house it is. I was
nobody
just
nobody likes your
I
house.
Know
to
go.
Followed you from there.
I know that, sir. But that's not my people. I just stay there because they let me stay there.
Because Destiny's been staying there.
Put him in the car.
Right?
Who's Destiny?
Last time
probably
Destiny went to jail, you bailed out of the car.
Sounds like
you
a stripper.
Must be nice to just pussyfoot your life away.
Yeah, you did.
Bunch of pussyfooters.
Listen to him when he's in the car.
You don't remember that? You took off running and... You don't remember any of that? You're not going to throw up in the car, are you?
I'm lying.
Don't step out. Put your legs back around. No, put your legs back around.
Yeah, I'm as wrecked as a Navyman during Fleet Week.
I'm tired, man.
Yeah, hell of a run.
I'm really tired.
This is the deal, okay? We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. The church... The car washes. This is the deal, okay? I know everything that you've done pretty much for the past 2 months. There's a reason that we were after you today, okay? You're looking at more things than you can realistically handle at the moment, okay? All right? You've got so many things going right now that you're not going to be able to, I mean, you're not going to be charged with everything. It's just impossible. You're like a one-man wrecking crew at the moment.
He's going to get a hold of
you. Who's in the car with you? Who's driving you?
Friend of someone at the house. I honestly don't know.
Oh, he's so bombed.
I put it on my dead head that I don't know the guy.
Did you eat anything?
Lots of meth.
Lots of meth?
Lots of meth.
While I was in the car, no, sir. But
while you were running?
No, sir.
At the house before you left?
So you used right before you got in the car? You gonna be all right? How much is lots of meth?
Like a ball.
What?
Ball? Two hours, I'd say.
Within two hours?
Delicious. 3.5-4 grams.
You know you're wanted? You know you had warrants for your arrest?
For the PR bond?
Shouldn't it be wired? Isn't that how meth works?
I think you spend a lot of energy on that chase.
He looks like he's about to pass out.
Did he eat what he had left over?
Huh?
Yeah, he just...
I'm tired.
All right.
This is the deal, okay? You're going today for the evading on foot.
He's probably been up for 6 days.
Outstanding felony warrants that you have.
Looks good. So he might be crashing. Good for 6 days.
Yeah, I know. He had the shape.
He's a sleepy guy.
But what, late 20s maybe?
Yeah. He was in good shape.
That guy did sound like Baskin.
Didn't he sound like him?
All she's going to do is take pictures of her titties and put it on Twitter.
I think this is the
Officer
this
Baskin.
Is a truly outstanding episode coming up.
Oh, here's Officer Baskets again.
Now this house is one of those houses where, you know,
by the way,
trespassers will be violated, or, you know, trespassers will be murdered, and, you know, there's lots of signs kind of on the house.
Protecting their house, in other words.
Is it the kind of place you would want to trespass at?
No, not at all. And also, the garage door is just falling apart. It's got, like, little panels, and they're
Was Clark in there?
It looks like Clark hit it from the inside. Wait till you hear when this guy comes out, how he's such an expert on his rights and all that. One of those guys.
Oh, good, yes.
Oh, my God, these poor cops.
Yeah, armchair lawyer.
An asshole.
Control substance, 4-200.
Officer Baskin.
We're going to go ahead and make contact at the house.
By the way, the name of this episode is Out of Breath.
Oh, is it?
Right. That's what it said, yeah.
Oh, the episode?
The name of the cops episode, yeah. Okay. Out of Breath.
I think this is the one.
Oh, they decorate for Halloween. That's nice.
Trick or treat.
Ooh, Halloween.
Hey, towel.
We gotta talk about that.
Police department. You have a warrant for your arrest. Come outside.
I love how they have lots of coax cable wire running all through up the front of the house.
Wait to see the signs. You're going to want to
look at all that coax.
They're yelling in the windows.
They're tapping into their neighbor's cable.
The door sounded like Miss Mina.
It did.
Lubbock Police Department, come to the front door. James, have your girlfriend or whoever's in the house with you come to the front door. If you're not going to do it, somebody needs to come to the front door and talk to us.
Look at that giant.
No trespassing violators will be
James,
prosecuted.
James, we're not going away.
Surveillance.
Come to the front door. He's
got surveillance.
Yeah, all acts are recorded.
Yeah. Come to the door.
That's what all that coax.
There's the garage door.
I'm not holding on.
We're not holding on.
Move it.
I'm
coming
to the door.
There's like a ripped tarp covering part of the garage, and they're looking through it, and they see him in there.
Okay, so it's a panel.
Sounds like a woman.
A panel of the garage is broken off.
Yeah, and it's falling in, and they've got a tarp covering the empty area that's torn.
So why not get rid of that panel and just go with the tarp look?
I agree.
Because,
nice you know, they're never going to get around to fixing that panel.
No, I don't think so.
Unless they have
too busy making signs. I don't know how they all have time to make all these signs. Wait till you see this guy who emerges from the house. And, boy, does he have a lot of attitude.
Oh, I wouldn't touch that.
He's a guy I don't want to hang out with.
You're going to get a splinter.
Lubbock Police Department, come out the front door.
And got some big green blobs coming, too.
Must have been jeans day at the police office.
Big green blobs and big tits on this guy.
Thank God they have the exercise bike right there on the front sidewalk.
What is it doing there?
I don't know.
What the hell's going on?
Maybe he likes to film himself, and that's where all the cameras are. There's an exercise bike on the sidewalk.
Here he comes.
Just said don't go in.
We're about to start breaking doors and windows.
Mr. Green Blob America.
Now!
Oops. Oh, that was come on,
kicking the garage door in.
It's an easy garage door. There's another panel that needs to be tarped up. And another panel needs to be tarped over.
You could use a coat of paint on that
face tattoo.
Has a cigarette in his hand.
Get down.
Get
on your knees.
Get out. Let me
get a chair. And I ain't got nothing telling you to come outside.
Well, don't come at me like that, man.
God
damn, man.
He's pissed.
One deep. That's the tattoo over his eye on his forehead.
Come on. Is there anybody else?
Listen
to
this guy.
Babe, can I give my girl a kiss real quick before I leave?
No.
I ain't got nothing. I don't got.
Yeah, you're half nude.
Anybody else in the house, man?
Can my girl see me just for a sec, man? That's a torch light. That's it. I
can I get a few reps on my exercise bike? It's right in front of me.
There's nobody else in there.
Look at those tits.
That's a nice tits.
Y'all have to prove a search warrant. How are y'all going to go in my house and search my house without a warrant?
We're checking to make sure nobody else is in the house.
There's no
searching your house.
The warrant is for me. It's for James.
Right. Why didn't you come to the
door? Because I don't have to. That's why. Y'all got me, right? Oh,
instead,
who gives a
instead, your grandma's
who's
house.
Who gives a Yeah, and y'all are going to get in trouble for it.
How are we going to get in trouble
because
for it?
Because I
we
got a lawyer.
You.
I've got witnesses. It doesn't matter. You can't come into the house like that, man.
No,
you
can't.
No, you can't.
See a sign.
No, you can't. Oh, you can because you think you can, but nah.
You have a warrant for your arrest.
It doesn't matter. I've had a felony warrant before. I'm not stupid. I know
because
my rights.
We arrested you before.
I know my rights, and I know that y'all cannot come into this house and search this house without a search warrant.
We're past that. We're already done that.
You have
an arrest warrant.
It doesn't matter.
It
does not. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Exercise your right to remain.
I can exercise any right that I want, just like y'all can, man. Right? Just like y'all can raid up in my mother house without a search warrant.
You should probably read up some more.
Without a search warrant.
We told you.
Did you hear that lady?
I've read a lot. I know about this.
I bet you do.
You didn't read enough.
Had to blur out his tattoos because he's got titties on him.
I'll be out again, man. Again.
I'm not saying you're not going to get out.
I already know I am, man.
How come he wouldn't come to the door?
We're all asleep.
Hey.
Anybody got
warrants? There she is. His babe. She's hot.
We're all asleep. Looks like it's high noon.
Yeah. It's about more like 4 o'clock.
No, I'm still asleep.
You don't live with
my boyfriend?
Grandma?
I haven't seen my
they still live at grandma's house? Or
she's
what?
Too hot for him, believe it or not.
She is.
Why don't they talk to you?
Because I've lived a lot of time in prison and our relationship never got healed.
Well, they have too.
Yeah.
Victor spent a lot of time in prison.
Yeah, but they just don't talk
so
to me.
So he thinks he's better than you or something?
No. I love my kids and they love me. We just don't talk.
Thanks. We just don't talk. I love them, they love me, we just don't talk.
Sounds like a good mom.
How's Vince doing?
Oh, wait, pause a second. She said, I've got my life together and they don't. Or something to that effect, or I got my life together and they didn't. I don't think her life's that together if she's with that dude.
If that's true, the cops producers must be pissed they're not at that house.
I know.
Way more.
It should be the next stop.
You haven't seen Vince either?
She's going to be one time PD.
You ain't supposed to raid up in this house unless you physically see me with your own eyes.
I don't have to physically see you.
Yeah, you do.
I have to just have knowledge that you're there.
You don't have to have knowledge.
Absolutely.
Get out of my house.
No, man. Shirley, you have a warrant for your arrest.
Okay.
What's the chance of that?
A ticket.
Okay.
Yep. So you can
Does
go.
Everybody
with this
have a warrant
here?
In this world.
Pretty much.
Checking your first object.
2-4.
Yeah,
the those cops are in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
She's gonna.
I thought he was in trouble.
Stand by just a second.
2-4. Look at all that coax.
Yeah. Love you too, man.
6124.
This is like a loving partner.
Jailhouse law books are different.
And it's not jailhouse law books. All Texas penal codes are the same.
Oh, great lawyer.
I'm glad you read about the law so much.
Are they riding together or
James,
are they separate
is a deal,
cars?
Okay. The only charge you're going for today is going to be the bond forfeiture for the Ford 200 that you previously had, okay? Mm-hmm. All right. I'm not sure why you didn't open the door. All right. We didn't want it to come this way. But we gave you every opportunity to come to the door, okay? Shirley, the only ticket you got is the one that you didn't take care of, and that's the only warrant that you have, okay?
Okay.
That's
your
only
charge.
It's nice.
Well, you're lucky you're not going today for hindering, okay?
Okay.
All right.
What ticket is it, though? Can you tell me what it was for?
I don't know. I'll be able to tell you when we get down to the jail.
How many tickets do you get?
It's just whatever type of ticket you didn't take care of.
Any of them, lady.
Okay?
Who's putting bond to get these guys out?
Hey! I told you 3 times already! The law's on my side.
Oh, boy, that's a rough life. Why doesn't he spend more time putting a coat of paint on the outside of his house instead of reading the law books all the time?
Fix the garage.
Spending too much time studying all the penal codes.
The law came in handy, Drew. What are you talking about?
I'm going to try to catch up to this bike, leaving a gas station.
I'm going to call over on the boy.
Yes, pause. Okay, what's going to happen?
He stole something. I'm going to say
was
he's
there
got
a drug
stolen.
Deal at the gas station, maybe?
I'm going to go with meth.
Did you watch this? Stolen. Are you reading the description?
No. I mean, look.
Okay.
I mean, why else are they going to follow
Oh, I forgot. I said it pulled out of the gas station.
He's probably
right?
got a whole bunch of bags in his saddlebags.
Yeah, okay. They said he pulled out of the gas station.
First of all, he's got no plate on the bike.
Oh.
It's like a scooter.
Do you need and you don't need that.
Do you think this guy's got a clean record?
No, is there just warrants?
Do you think the bike is his?
No.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
He got it
angle.
From his friend. His friend loaned it to him.
Close.
Yeah, his friend loaned it. Yeah,
actually, I believe his cousin sold it to him.
Oh, okay.
But for no title. Scooter.
Yeah, a little problem with the ownership issue here.
So we don't know who
it is. So it's.
You ever take it off any sweet jumps?
This guy's a little friendlier criminal than the last guy, at least.
So, I hope the cop asks.
What kind of bike do you have?
And then follows it up with.
You ever take it off any sweet jumps?
And then make him go down like 100 yards and come back.
You got like 3 feet of air that time.
This guy would do that.
There's no tag on it. There's a traffic infraction leaving the take off, gas dude. Station. So, gonna try to see what's up with this guy.
It's a boring cop.
3245 no Delrose at Morris.
Man, how can you complain about the last guy?
Oh, he's getting off the bike.
No 20 under a moped.
I want this guy to take off like Mark said.
This guy's got a very endearing personality. I think you'll like him.
He's very... Look at that smile. That's a great smile.
He's a nice fella. I wish him well.
He's waiting.
Okay, a couple reasons why I stopped you. No tag. Just go and sit on your bike.
Tapes.
And when you pulled out of the U.S. gas there, you didn't stop leaving the private drive.
Oh, okay. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Do you have a driver's license on you?
No, not right at the moment. I just bought this from my cousin yesterday.
Do you have registration paperwork for it?
Not right at this moment, sir. I'm still waiting on all that right now.
Okay. What'll have you do is go sit in the curb for me.
Secretary of State's a little slow. He's going to be waiting quite a while.
It's a little slow.
Thing looks like it may be stolen, man. It's all spray painted and it's got no tag on it.
Yeah, those directions, man. And I can't do nothing like that.
What's your first name?
Mark Quay, M-A-R-Q-U-A-Y.
Oh, pause for a second.
Mark Quay.
I love the way he said that he
Mark
couldn't
Quay.
Have stolen
I'm start.
It. Because...
Can you guys start calling me Mark Quay? Yeah,
that's an interesting
that's
name.
That's like the longer version of my name.
Instead of a C, a Q?
He's well, I was always M-A-R-Q for longtime listeners.
When he suggested the bike was stolen, he said, I'm on corrections, man. I don't know what I'm on corrections mean, but he said I can't do stuff like that. So in other words, that would be the rationale for why it's not stolen, because he can't do stuff
he won't
like
steal that.
That.
No.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
Listen
hey,
to
bust
it.
His ass, officer.
I'm going to try to find the vent on here. I'm going to have to pull a plastic tab
good luck.
Off, okay?
Okay, yeah, no problem.
All right,
yeah, no problem.
I'm
everything's
do that
fine.
Just to verify that this isn't stolen, okay?
Oh, yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
I just bought that from my cousin, man, so it ain't no...
What's it you pay
yeah,
for?
You're good. You can go ahead and tear it off.
These things are stolen all the time, man.
There's a lot
they
of duct
are?
Tape on
yes,
the bike.
They are. Man, I just got out of jail. I just got out of jail about 6 weeks.
Yeah. What were you in jail for?
Stealing mopeds.
Violation. Man, I was doing good. I was doing good for about a year, and I ended up, you know, messing up, man.
Wait, a whole year?
Okay. Self-aware, though. I'm starting to feel bad for him.
Watch him and see if one of you guys can get the VIN for me.
Yeah.
Okay. I think this thing's stolen, but...
Okay.
I can't read it, and I didn't want to get down there with him. Here, I've already got it started partially, but I am.
Good, how are you?
Trying to make it, man. Just got off of work.
Where are you working at?
Looks like, does it look like a T?
One in Holly.
I think that's a T.
Right. More about where he works.
I just got out of
the very chatty, genial
look at this thing.
Bike rider.
I'd hire him.
Probation officer worked with me and everything. You know, she told me I should get a moped. So I happened to be leaving, and my cousin asked me if I wanted to buy this moped.
Well, imagine that. She suggests you get a moped. And your cousin...
A lot of coincidences.
I have a feeling that this bike's stolen just by the looks of it. There's no tag on it. So I'm running the VIN on it right now to see if it's stolen or not.
Yeah, boy.
Boy. Why bother?
Early 2016, this is stolen. This thing's been stolen for a while.
You stole it?
Oh, there we go.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Wait, talk to my cousin.
Why don't they arrest his cousin?
Are you serious?
Yeah, you're under arrest now, okay?
Who is this?
crazy, man.
No, because my cousin sold it to
me. I mean, obviously, that's a bit of a problem. Okay, spread your feet for me.
Man, I promise you, if I knew it was stolen, I understand. I'd probably hear that every day.
Wouldn't that be great if they went, what? You promise? Okay, go on, man. Have a great day. Just let him go at that point.
Stick me?
Nah. Man, this has got my whole corrections up, man.
Yeah, sure will. Here, I'm going to take your hat off.
Got a stocking on his head.
I would have just walked it off. I would have been cool.
Here's the deal, man. You are in possession of a stolen bike.
Right, I understand.
So whether you were riding it, driving it, you're still in possession of it.
Well, what I'm saying is, hey, you didn't know that. I mean, would you have knew it was stolen?
I just found it was stolen, man.
I'm saying, but you didn't know that it was stolen when I was right there.
This thing screams stolen to me. It's spray painted and it's got no tag on it. Put your shoe on. We're going to have you have a seat.
That was
back
a worthwhile
here, okay?
Distinction to make, though. If he was walking it versus riding it, would it still be stolen?
Well, he was trying for the next time so he won't get caught.
Nah, man, I'm allergic to smoke.
Still smiling.
Watch your leg. Okay. Let me run him real quick and see if I can positively identify him since he didn't have any ID on him.
Not at the moment he didn't have any.
Okay.
It's a new moment. He might have it.
I'm trying to be disrespectful or nothing, man. It's off. I have been. Sorry. This is my question, man. I'm on corrections. Mm-hmm. I've been doing good. No violations, no nothing. No dirty ways.
So now.
Working, everything. Yeah. I mean, I didn't know that there's a style, man. What's going to happen on this? I didn't know that. I mean, I understand that you guys are officers. But honest to God, the truth, sir.
Are you talking about with your pro and stuff like that?
Well, yeah, but I don't know what's going to happen. I just got out 6 weeks ago. And I've been stacking my money, paying my bills. You know, I've been doing everything that I have to this right.
Mm-hmm.
So what is my charge?
Mm-hmm.
What is my charge?
Possession of a stolen vehicle?
Yeah, the possession of stolen property. And then whatever else the charges are when the officer runs you.
I'm sorry, man.
No, you're good, man.
Allegedly, I should say.
He's got a suspended driver's license. So he's going to go to jail tonight. Obviously recovered a stolen scooter tonight. Hopefully get a hold of the registered owner. But he's going to go to jail for being in possession of some stolen property. And driver while suspended. Put me in jail for a little while.
That's not bad.
That's too bad.
That's
his cousin, I guess you're going to go arrest him now.
Well, just to let you know, your shit does stink.
You think he's going
to
roll over on his cousin?
Yeah, I think he should. Shame on his cousin. The lousy duct tape job, too.
I have a feeling that cousin doesn't even exist.
What?
No, I don't know.
You gotta be kidding me.
He seemed pretty sincere, and that would suck if someone sold you a moped
and you just got out of jail.
Way to fall for that. Way to fall for his lies, Brandon.
I think it'd be a good idea to have a license plate, though, if you're going to drive that.
Brandon, would you have pulled him
over? Just got out of jail.
If you were in your old Explorer, your old police cruiser Explorer, would you have pulled him over?
For starters, it was a Tahoe.
Tahoe, sorry.
And secondly, I don't know. I
got a better idea. No fucking way.
Get the soft rock intro.
Oh, shit.
Did you write down some non sequiturs, Maz?
Yeah, I got a couple.
You did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I got that 5/8 feeling. So please, Tom, tell me what happened today in soft rock.
And everything else. Matt Jennings and I, we kind of like tweaked it a little.
Really?
Yeah, we added some stuff to it.
You got involved.
You guys had a meeting?
We did. We had a meeting.
Wow.
When was the meeting?
During the week.
Where'd you guys meet?
You know what? I forget.
Really?
Wait, you forgot where the meeting was already?
It was this week, too?
Yeah, it was.
Wow, this week's only like 2 days old.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Is there a short-term memory
issue?
Really,
you better go to the ER. I'm worried about you.
I'm telling you, man. It's not easy. I have that long-term memory because I can remember.
Why would you lie about that?
I didn't lie. I'm just telling you. I'm
going to call, man.
I can't remember when the meeting. Can we get Matt Jennings on the phone? Let's find out what the meeting was.
Right, before the meeting.
No, don't worry. Hang on. Do you have his number, Brandon?
We decided to add in.
Wait, I think I have Matt's number.
Wait a minute.
I'll try to talk. I just talked to him today.
Did you?
Yeah. We added in some other stuff, some other soft items. We have soft TV shows. We have soft movies, soft commercials. You know, we kind of make it all soft for you here.
Whose idea was that?
It was both of our ideas. It was a
your green light.
Yeah, we green light. Actually, it was.
Are you trying to grow? We're trying to grow your lie.
Wow. We had some
interesting branding.
We had some info come into us. Some ideas from some listeners.
What kind of
actually tweeted over to us?
What kind of place was the meeting at? Like, where was? Like,
I don't remember.
You don't even remember what kind of was it? A restaurant? Well, was it a coffee
house? Is this Matt?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
You know what? You probably shouldn't bother me driving right now.
What is it?
Hey, Matt.
It's Matt.
I'm going to mute Tom here so he can't say anything.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, Matt?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good. Hey, I saw, by the way, that was it Soft Rock Monthly that you said is not one quarter as soft as Soft Magazine?
They are not even close, man.
Wow. People are really getting in on the soft business, aren't they?
They are. Until Hims came along.
But you're the softest.
I'm the softest, yeah.
Well, we understand.
Like Charmin.
There was a soft meeting. Maz was talking about a meeting. And
Whoa. Wait a minute. There was a soft meeting, and I wasn't there?
Well, no. I guess.
I'm in a meeting right now, so I can't talk.
Maz was alleging that you and he had some sort of a writing session to talk about This Week in Soft Rock, and when we asked him where the meeting was and when it was, he didn't seem to remember.
Well, you guys don't know this, but there is an undisclosed location. It's a writer's room. There's a typewriter.
See?
I typed on the typewriter, and he plays with his phone, and that's how it goes.
Okay, yep. Mute Maz for a second. Can you write down what town the meeting takes place in with the typewriters? And
here you go.
Oh, boy.
Don't cover for his lies that are pointless. Don't cover for pointless lies, Matt.
Okay. Yeah, do you want the truth?
There it is.
All right. Go ahead. Where was the meeting? That way, or you can tell us where the meeting was, what you thought Matt would write down, or Maz would write down.
Our meeting was in my office on my phone for about 4 seconds.
4 seconds?
Four-second
meeting?
Yeah, we had a four-second meeting.
So you called him and he didn't answer the phone? That's what you're saying?
No, he texted me and gave me the idea, and I said, you got it.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't a formal meeting. There wasn't any give and take.
So he texted you to make you do some work for him.
Yep.
He delegated additional work.
You didn't need to lie, Tom. You could have just
said
lie.
I thought we met at Taylor.
Yeah, Maz wrote down Taylor.
And by the way, why wouldn't you just write Detroit?
No, I wrote Taylor because, you know, Matt drives. I figured he drives past Taylor. I figured, give it a shot.
Wow, that was a strange selection for a fictional meeting.
Do you ever drive through Taylor?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Taylor. Well, Maz, was there? I got the impression there was collaboration.
Yeah, collaboration. That was it. Yeah.
Was there any, Matt?
There's always collaboration.
Okay. What did he add to it?
Well, the collaboration is when you hit a drop after he makes a joke.
Oh, you mean what we do? We're talking about this meeting, this 4 second phone call text meeting.
I thought it was a good meeting myself.
I'm probably going to lose my job as assistant to Mazaway here in a minute.
Assistant? How much does that pay?
You know what? Hey, look where I'm at now.
It's quid pro quo.
It's a very loose connection to the show, but it is a connection nonetheless.
It is a connection nonetheless.
That's how it pays. It's very gratifying.
Okay, well, I guess we found out what we wanted to find out.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. I must have caught
another pointless lie.
No, I just forgot.
What, Maz, what do you feel more strongly about, that there was collaboration here or that you couldn't go to the Champions Club because you were wearing flip-flops and a T-shirt and shorts?
I'm going to go with the there was more collaboration here.
All right.
The fourth wall has been broken.
All right, Matt. Thanks. Just wanted to check up on you.
Hey, Matt. Well, I'll see you during the week. We'll, you know, our usual spot.
All right. I'll see you in Taylor, bud. All right,
hey,
bud.
Matt. Did he text you about anything other than soft rock?
No, not at all.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Didn't we expanded it? Right? Am I wrong? Didn't we expand it?
We did expand it in that 3 second meeting.
We expanded it. Okay.
Wow. I'm excited. Well, we're
a liar.
Let me get a couple in here for you.
You guys really working this concept.
All right, careful driving, buddy.
I enjoyed talking to you for 13 minutes today, Matt.
Yeah, that's a record.
No, it's not.
No, I mean between as far as me and Naz talking about soft rock.
Yeah. Oh, that is. Yeah. Okay. You're right.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, guys.
Bye.
See ya.
See ya.
Oh, boy.
Would you like me to start? I'm going to kick it off?
Yeah. Does all the writing and time just reads it what happened this
week in soft rock. All right, let's start with soft rock in 1955. Nothing soft about Elvis, right? He performed three shows at Fort Homer Hesterly Armory in Tampa, in Florida, of course. A full-scale riot broke out after the show when Elvis announced to the 14,000-person crowd, "Girls, I'll see you backstage." Girls, I'll see you backstage.
Wow.
Fans chased Elvis into the dressing room. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Tearing off his clothes and his shoes and leaving him unconscious on the toilet.
Whoa!
Hey, how you doing?
Not the only time that happened.
Oh, unfortunately. Okay. We move it up to 1964. Country singer Jim Reeves killed in a plane crash when a single aircraft from Arkansas to Nashville crashed in a thick fog. Later, it was found out that it wasn't the thick fog at all, just the ground.
Oh! Who's Jim Reeves again?
He's a country singer.
Never
heard Jim Reeves?
Familiar with Jim
Reeves. What did he sing?
I don't know what he sang, but I've heard of him.
What was his hit record?
Yeah, he's got to have a hit.
If you gave me like three songs, I would tell you his hit.
Okay.
Okay.
The Gentleman, Welcome to My World, I Love You Because.
You're making all those up.
I Love You Because.
Precious Moment, no. He just made
Is
that
up. Is that a big hit, Brandon?
I don't know. There's just ones that are available on you.
You never heard of Jim Reeves?
The World Wide Web.
Not really.
His most...
No relation to George Reeves.
This is the song you're talking about?
There he is.
He'll Have to Go is his most played song on Spotify.
Brandon, you should have given him songs 17, 14, and 9.
You should have just made up names of songs.
All right, nonetheless.
I think I don't know. A lot of his songs have Jesus and God in them.
Well, he was a country
singer. I'm not sure
Christian
how great
singer.
A fit this is for This Week in Soft Rock, to be honest. But anyway, you know better. You guys are the collaborators.
Well, it's soft everything. It is soft everything.
Soft everything.
Oh.
Like,
it's not
especially,
soft rock.
Especially this. 1965, cigarette advertising was banned on British TV. Apparently, American tourists didn't appreciate watching groups of men sucking on fags every 30 minutes.
Hey!
Guess what?
Fags, of course, the nickname for cigarettes.
I just got the meeting notes sent to me from Matt.
Oh, it did?
Yesterday at 6:34. Hey, at least it was yesterday. You didn't send it to him today. Are we changing?
He just turned on me like this.
What do you mean?
I didn't know who Jim Reeves was.
Okay.
Are we changing things up a bit this week? Maybe mixing some soft TVs and movies? Matt responds, I can. That might be funny, Tom said. Okay, I'll have it ready tomorrow afternoon. Tom replies, you soft rock.
Instead of you rock, you get it?
Very good.
Rock. Today, 11:44. I just sent you a Today in Soft About Everything segment. It does not have as much TV and film as I would have liked, but there wasn't much happening that day, so I kind of made a smorgasbord. What do you think Tom's reply was?
Great.
Thanks, bro.
That was more collaboration than I thought.
See?
Matt's doing most of the heavy lifting, though.
All right, should we move on to 1968?
Yeah.
I think you'd like us to. Yeah.
The Beatles
Thank
closed the
service,
Apple
bro.
Boutique in London. Did you know that?
They closed what?
The Apple Boutique
in
London.
Yeah, because their friends were stealing them blind. But
they started giving clothes away for free.
Yeah, they gave
mainly
away
because they smelled like John Lennon.
Oh! Damn it.
And in 1971, men were on the moon riding the first ever lunar rover vehicle while Buzz Aldrin was at home practicing his right hook.
Hey.
Okay, what else do we have here for you? 1980. Now I don't remember that
one. Emma Murray.
Is that a rhetorical question, man?
No, I still don't do that.
Somebody get a dick?
In 2012, a second power grid failure.
Well, that was
in India.
Leap. We
it
went
was
from,
a big leap. From,
wait, did we go from 71?
We went from 71
to 2012.
Yeah, I skipped a couple here.
Wait, why did you skip?
43-year leap.
Matt did all that hard work.
You want me to read them all? I'll read them all.
Yes. Just a couple of them at least. I mean, geez.
I'll read the...
Move genially through the decades?
All right, 1979. A very eager James Taylor played a free concert in New York Central Park to help what he later found out was the city's campaign to restore the park's sheep meadows. Wow. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Well, at the time of the concert, however, he believed it was a campaign to promote the study and development of Rogaine with minoxidil.
Hey!
All right.
And in 1980, just a year later, John Phillips arrested on drug charges.
Oh.
He was full of shame, though, because he knew he was going to upset his mamas and papas.
That's clever. Yeah.
That's cute.
I thought maybe the bang the daughter joke was coming.
No, no, I thought that might be part of it as well. But
that's why it was good.
I guess it hadn't happened yet.
Yeah.
They didn't get it together until a little later.
But can I get to 2012 now at least?
From 1980?
What are you skipping?
I'm skipping 1987.
Well, I want to hear 87.
All right. I didn't really. I got to be honest. I didn't understand this one.
Skip Jim Reeves.
I didn't understand this one, so I was going to skip it. But you guys will probably know it better than
hopefully.
I.
Hopefully.
In 1987, Baltimore Oriole Eddie Murray hit his 299th and 300th career home run.
One from each side of the plate?
Yeah. And more recently signed a multi-film deal with Netflix.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Do you remember? Drew called Eddie Murphy Eddie Murray the other
day.
Damn it.
That was a good one. I'm glad you didn't skip that.
Okay, good. Now we go to 2012.
I really question some of the collaboration going on here. Seems like you guys aren't on the same page all the time.
Well, that happens. In 2012, a second power grid failure in India in 2 days left 670 million people without power.
Wow.
And finally, giving them a good excuse for why they smell so bad.
Ho!
Oh, that's good.
Boy.
And we wrap it up in 2018 with the Hoff. David Hasselhoff marries his third wife, Haley Roberts, in Italy. We actually have some of the audio of Hasselhoff's incredible drunk wedding vows.
You brought audio.
I'll be fine.
Wow. That was from the wedding?
Brandon, did he tell you before time to have it ready?
This is a mess.
No, but I heard Hasselhoff, so I typed it in.
Attaboy.
All right.
I'll be fine.
Is that this week in soft rock?
There's one more.
Oh, okay.
There's one more.
Wow, 2018.
Yeah. And finally, in the same year, 2018, actor Alan Alda reveals he had Parkinson's disease for 3 years in an interview with CBS's This Morning. You remember that?
I do remember hearing that, yes.
It began with an awkward start for host Anthony Mason, who mistook Alda's not yet pronounced Parkinson as a really weird 5-minute handshake. And that's what happened today, July 31st, and just about
Take
everything.
Care. Have a good day.
And soft everything.
Wow.
Thank you, Matt.
The collaboration was good at times, not as strong at others, but it's a work in progress, and you guys are rebranding.
We are. We're trying to rebrand.
Into other soft areas, like movies and
I'm
going
to really step it up for next one.
Man, you got a real thing about commercials. I don't know what
I love commercials.
Keep saying you want to do things involving commercials. In fact, that was one of your podcast ideas that was not entirely fleshed out.
No, but it still could be something.
Yeah.
Something old. Don't you like looking at those old? I send you those.
Why don't you like
videos?
All things old? And occasionally, I do.
Like those old promos from ABC TV and stuff like that. They're great.
Well,
so
I do like that. What's the Twitter account? That 70s?
That 70s. Sports guy.
Something.
70s sports guy.
But they put out pictures like, you know, it could be Elizabeth Taylor dinner in 72 or, you know, New York City 1974.
He's a great
follow. How about that internet? Isn't that crazy?
Super 70 sports.
That's called it. That's a good one.
He's terrific. He's got 276,000 followers, but no check mark.
Oh.
Speaking of Twitter, did you see Amanda Knox has broken her silence on the murder of the Italian policeman?
Amanda Knox is talking about this. Yeah. Oh, I'm sure she thinks the two Americans have been screwed.
No, this is the perfect Amanda Knox answer because she's so righteous.
Yeah.
Many are asking me about this case. All I can say is, I'm withholding judgment. It should be tried in a court of law, not the court of public opinion. In any case, it's tragic.
Oh.
Or were we on pins?
Why did we need
followers? Do you think Amanda Knox has?
Oh, God, don't. Is that 50,000?
40,000.
Why? Because she almost murdered someone?
Yeah.
And because she was doing gymnastics while she was waiting for the police to come after her roommate's been murdered?
Because she was being really weird when she was falsely accused of murder.
She was being really weird.
Not a bad-looking lady, though.
She is okay.
Foxy, yeah.
You know, that
I don't like her anymore.
It's
she got screwed. She was totally innocent. She got totally screwed, but I don't like her.
I don't either. But I do agree she got screwed. And that was a messy, messy thing. But, you know, as far as these teens go, I really get the feeling, much like ASAP Rocky.
Yeah.
You know, there's all this sympathy when an American gets in trouble in another country, like, what are they doing to our Americans?
Oh, could you imagine if two Italians came over here and stabbed a policeman?
Well, yeah. I don't care where you stab a policeman.
Exactly.
And ASAP Rocky, Maz and I were watching the story today, and it's so funny watching it on TMZ, who loves ASAP Rocky for some reason, and just can't believe what a miscarriage of justice this is. And every time I see the video... you know, they show the guy who's annoying and he's following them and apparently he hits the bodyguard with his headphones.
Yeah.
The bodyguard had lifted him by his neck up in the air because he wouldn't leave them alone. And I understand that they told him they didn't want a hassle. But then when they got tired of telling him that,
they kicked
three of them kicked the shit out of one guy. I mean, they really kicked the shit out of him. But the way they're telling the story, it's like, and they did not beat him with a broken bottle. ASAP Rocky stepped on glass, and when he stomped on him, the glass cut him. So he didn't intentionally break a bottle. And I mean, but you've got ASAP Rocky just fires the guy on the ground. Then he starts punching him wildly. Two other guys come and start kicking him in the head and punching him. And you got three guys beating the shit out of one guy. Well, I don't know if that's always an acceptable legal response to someone who won't stop bothering you.
Great guy.
So, but no one ever points that out. They just say that Sweden's racist and Sweden's this and Sweden's that. And G-Eazy got off because he was white.
G-Eazy.
And as far as the Italian guys, they have no bail over there, too. That's another thing that they just can't get over. And it's like, well, if they have no bail, then
isn't
he might stay in there a little while.
No bail?
I prefer it myself.
No bail.
In some cases.
And most cases.
Well, I'm tired of these guys that get off on bail. And, of course, they're just no risk whatsoever. But then it turns out they are. These guys, they buy $110 worth of cocaine. It turns out it's crushed aspirin.
Yeah.
So they... You know, they're desperately trying to get their money back or their cocaine or whatever, and somehow this cop gets involved and realizes that these guys have stolen someone's bag because they are trying to get back their money or whatever. And when he tries to arrest them or question them, an altercation takes place, and this one guy stabs him 11 times. Now, I didn't know he was a cop!
So?
Well, if you stab someone 11 times, you better have a pretty damn good reason. They were stealing something.
He's also going for self-defense. Do you stab someone 11 times in self-defense? I don't know.
Well, yeah, he claims that the cop was choking him to death.
Got carried away.
Yeah.
Well, they found that they did escape, and they got to the hotel room where they were found. The knife was found in the ceiling tile. So, gee, they're hiding the knife for some reason. Apparently they did something wrong. And the Italian justice system, there are no plea bargains. You're either guilty or not, which is why, of course,
interesting.
Friends of and family of these two kids are so upset because they're going to be guilty or they're not. So there's no in-between. There's no compromises. I don't really know. Plea bargains seems to me are so overused. But the other interesting thing about the story was they were talking about them running away, and they said, oh, by the way, in Italy, you can't shoot people who are running away. Police can't shoot people that are running away from them. That's not a good reason enough. I don't know. I don't know if they have tasers. And then they have 6 months to hold people and decide whether they're going to be charged. If after 6 months they can't decide whether to charge them, they can let them go and either decide to, you know, get more information and charge them or not charge them, or they can hold them another 6 months. So you can hold someone a year without deciding whether to charge them. And it's just tough shit.
Is that a cop discretion?
Well, it's the prosecutor, I guess. Yeah. But the point is, you know, if you're going to stab people 11 times in a foreign country, you might want to know what the laws are.
Yeah. Well, or you
don't do it.
Don't do it, yeah.
How about being a
pretty bad idea.
Did you see Trump's tweets about ASAP Rocky, by the way?
He was trying to help him. I don't think he did, but...
Very disappointed in Prime Minister Stefan Löfven for being unable to act. Sweden has let our African-American community down in the United States.
That's right.
I watched the tapes of ASAP Rocky, and he was being followed and harassed by troublemakers. Treat Americans fairly.
That's the narrative.
Give ASAP Rocky his freedom. We do so much for Sweden, but it doesn't seem to work the other way around. Sweden should focus on its real problem.
We bought ABBA's records.
Real crime problem. Why is he doing this? Is it worth it?
Because Kim Kardashian and Kanye West asked him to.
Neat.
That's weird.
It's a high-profile case. I mean, I certainly the last person in the world I would expect someone to be worried about is ASAP Rocky. And by the way, no one also points out when this first happened, I just went to Wikipedia to see, you know,
what kind of guy he is.
I wonder if there is any crime history, because it seems like with all rappers, they have that segment in their Wikipedia, you know, crime problem.
Segment, or, the whole damn thing.
Yeah, and he had multiple issues, you know, one that was dry. I think he beat up a girl and she wouldn't press charges, and there were a couple other things.
Throw money, get
whatever. But, you know, Kim Kardashian, I guess it's up to her
whether
we get involved or not. Didn't help him anyway.
Well, she's going to help the Trumpster win again, right?
She's not going to campaign for him, is she? I would think Kanye would before she would.
Well, the two of them.
We're all one. I have been called by so many people asking me to help ASAP Rocky. Actually, the one who knew about ASAP Rocky was our first lady. Right?
Throwing her under the bus.
She was telling me about, can you help ASAP Rocky?
She must watch TMZ.
She's a big fan.
She watches TMZ, I think.
Well, we're working with State Department, and we hope
this
is to get...
This is in the Oval Office.
Just today?
We're going to see.
No, this is a while
ago. We've had a very good relationship with Sweden. He's being held, as you know, in Sweden. And we've had a very good relationship in Sweden, so...
Okay, too bad that has no influence on the judicial system.
This is so weird. Pence is standing behind him, too, and... Hilarious. Hey, he has no idea who ASAP Rocky is.
So we had no luck with, we never did hear back from
Jonah.
No. On Dillinger's penis.
We can get another shot.
Is there a number? Do you think the Smithsonian would answer? Because I'd like to find out where the penis is being stored at the Smithsonian. And if they're aware of it.
Hmm.
And we could try them tomorrow if it's too late.
Well, they're probably...
What, do you think they're working on David Trump hours?
We never heard back from Trump either.
No,
it
we
is,
didn't.
It is closed. It opens. Closed. It's 8:30 to 5:30.
Well, first thing tomorrow.
Okay. I thought maybe they had a basement number we could call.
We're you know, right next to the penis.
I know we probably don't have a lot of time to talk, but I got to get this Halloween thing off my chest.
Oh, yeah.
How dare they think that they're going to change Halloween, your birthday?
Wait,
you don't change the date of Halloween. Halloween.
Why not?
Because it belongs on October 31st. That's Halloween.
The last day of October, always.
They want to change it to the last Saturday.
Bullshit.
That way the kids can
party. Hey, when they do the trunk and treat, do they always do that on Halloween?
No, didn't go to the last Saturday in October. The kids today can live with October 31st.
Wait, you missed it. You celebrate trunk or treat. Okay, and that's not on Halloween. Do you
that's
get
right, because the kids have to trick or treat on Halloween, not go to a stupid parking.
So what does it matter?
Because the way it was is the way it should stay. There's nothing wrong with going out during the middle of the week.
I'd rather observe it on a Saturday.
The kids don't want
that. No, not on
the
Saturday.
The kids want to have it when it
on
hits.
A Friday. Observe it on a Friday.
No, it doesn't matter. It should be on any day it falls on.
I'm kind of surprised there's even a petition about it, to be honest.
I think they got a shot to change it.
It's not going to change.
That sucks.
It's not a national holiday. I mean, is it really? Well, who would change it? Who decides that Halloween has changed? Well, can presidential proclamation do that?
When it's All Hallows' Eve anyway. I mean, it's
Halloween is Halloween.
It's the eve of All Saints' Day.
Now, listen, they did change daylight savings to go past Halloween to make the day longer, if you remember that. They extended daylight savings for Halloween.
You're awfully knowledgeable on this topic.
Well, I love Halloween. It's my favorite holiday.
What's second?
Christmas.
Christmas is second to Halloween?
Christmas is second.
Is that because of the candy?
Halloween, I just love it. No, I love the time of year. I love
the
decorations.
The Monster Mash.
It's my birthday.
I love the Monster Mash.
You love
I absolutely
mash.
Love the
Werewolves
Monster
Mash. Werewolves of London?
Werewolves of London.
Warren Zevon?
Yeah, Warren Zevon. That's Mitch's friend, of course. Which album's friend.
Wait, why are you pointing that out? That's the biggest drip I've ever heard.
I pointed that out to you before. You know, they played in the Rock Bottom Remain.
I know, but that's the low point of Warren Zevon's career.
Listen to Bobby Boris Pickett.
The song's been a hit like three times for some reason.
I love this song. I love it. You ever see him do this on Dick?
It's like an idiot.
It's Dick Clark's American Bandstand.
Pretty clever.
Look at him.
Somebody get a dick.
Caught all in
his faces.
Somebody get a dick.
He did the monster. From my love.
Search this on YouTube, everybody. You will laugh.
Was the Monster Mash a dance?
Yeah,
it is. What's he doing up there?
Why is he making all those stupid faces?
No, they're really
in front of the bandstand, Mark.
They did the Monster Mash. Somebody get a dick. Somebody get a dick.
You guys never played a song for me on Halloween, but now you're playing it. Thank you.
I think the drop should be added permanently to the song.
It does
especially
confusing.
With the video.
Yeah.
You get the outro, Brandon. Shut down
how
the Hall
about that internet? Isn't that crazy?
The Hall Financial Hotline shutting down in the DealsInTheD.com studios.
Hey, we got condolences going out to a friend of ours.
What?
A friend of ours' dad passed away today.
I didn't know who's our friend of ours.
Mark Spindler, the Spin Dog.
Mark Spindog's
really?
Father.
George Spindler.
I did not know that.
Very good man.
Was he sick or?
I think he's been battling over the years, but he's always been tough enough to beat it all.
Yeah.
And Mark and Real was real close to him. Really close.
Who was?
A bummer.
The Spin Dog.
Mark and his buddies from home are. Yeah. I've seen them many times.
They're phenomenal.
They're a great bunch.
They're phenomenal.
Would you talk to Spin Dog recently?
Yeah, I haven't talked to him recently, but we text once in a while.
Okay.
Of course, I'll tell him that you guys, of course, sent your condolences.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Love sucks. Spin Dog. We'll have to talk to him one of these days.
Should. He's the best.
Okay. Another thing today, we didn't really get into this, but I thought it was at least something that made a little sense, even though it was bad sense, was the Ole Miss female student who was murdered. And it's one of these, what? This 21-year-old, this, you know, really a good-looking 21-year-old girl, senior in college. Why in the world would anybody murder her? And then they find it's another Ole Miss student. And it was like, what? Well, it turns out she was pregnant with his kid.
Yeah.
He wanted to have an abortion. She couldn't do that, although apparently she was having a real rocky 17 weeks of partying and not knowing what the hell to do. And
all
her
sorority sisters knew. And
It was a bad, poorly kept secret. Anyway, he shot her 8 times because he didn't thought it would ruin his life.
Said a baby would ruin his life, so instead he murders, kills someone,
they
ruins
should,
their life and his.
They should kill him.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I wish. He looks
instantly.
Like an asshole. All right, we'll see you tomorrow with Trudy.
That was a fun note to end on. Jeez.
See ya.
Tweller H.
Somebody get a dick.